The boys are back in town. Welcome to the Deadline Podcast, episode number 149.
Oh, yeah, that means 149 weeks of me having to listen to you, dumbass.
Yeah! This week we're going to be talking about SmackDown, April 20th, 2000.
The 420?
The episode. It is 420.
Whoa.
It's actually like 420,000, dumbass.
420,000? Whoa.
Wake up. Yeah, you're right.
Sorry to talk about that. It's the episode
episode, of course, yes.
Triple H faces off against Taz. Taz is the ECW champion.
It's Taz. And ECW sucks.
Always in forever. It always has.
Yeah. We wanted to go back and see how that went, because in our minds, I couldn't remember. I remember them having a match, and I was a big ECW fan, so I was like, whoa, okay. But I didn't remember how it went, and then I watched it. Oh, boy.
Time to play the game. Before we get into that, of course, let's talk about some Deadlock updates here. Watch
let's
This 92 is up on Patreon.
That's
we
right.
Watched Hellstorm versus Crazy Crusher ladder match B style. EWR.
That is an infamous indie wrestling ladder match. If you have not seen this match, I don't know, man.
To me, that might be a major fed, because they had the ramp and guardrails and mats
back then. Wow.
I don't think there was an EWR in EWR the game, so I don't count it as
that's
a major.
Weird.
Sorry about that. Yeah, it was not
SGH,
named after the same thing.
SGH is also up on Patreon. Scooby-Doo.
That's me. Scooby-Doo.
Hey, I'm Scoob. How's
shut
it going?
Up. Dude, would you shut up? He can talk and always has to talk. Fuck you, idiot.
Scooby-Doo and the WrestleMania mystery. He doesn't do a ladder match, sadly. But he does a cage match.
Oh, I thought we were watching Cyber Chase. Are we watching that?
That's next.
Oh, beast. DPW Showdown in the Carolinas is on July 10th in Durham, North Carolina.
That's this week.
Wait, what?
Because it comes out on Monday, of
Whoa!
Course.
That's crazy. July 10th, Durham, North Carolina, the Durham Armory, our debut in Durham.
Whoa.
If you live in the Triangle, yes, that means Cary, Apex, Raleigh, I don't care, anywhere near you, live in Clayton, you can drive to this show, and it will be fun, and you will enjoy it, and we will force you to like it.
It will be good.
Yes, it will be, not only that, Tony, it'll be very good.
Oh, shit.
Yes, James, I come to your house this week, and so does Tony.
That's awesome. Whoa. I totally forgot that.
Yeah.
I got so much fucking going on over here. Now I got to get you guys in here. Crazy.
Hell yeah, man. Let me in there, and then you're going to take me to training, and I'm going to do a collar and elbow tie.
Yeah, finally! Are we also seeing Black
lock.
Phone?
Huh?
You guys
want to
see Black
Phone? Yeah. I do want to see that. Yes. Okay. Make sure to see if the... I was going to say, see if the John has his tickets. We didn't get to see Halloween, so I want to see
Halloween. That's true. That was pretty cool that they played Halloween, though. Yeah, so when they were here last time, they had Halloween playing for whatever
reason.
At
the Ale House.
Draft House.
Whoa, Draft House rules.
Yeah, it's sweet, but sadly all the seats were taken. So
Tommy wanted to go see, translator Tommy wanted to go see Bob's Burgers, and then we buried
Bob
him.
Burger, man.
Bob
I
Burger,
was kidding.
The movie?
He said that shit at my house, Tony. At the house.
You can
in there.
You can see it. We actually, there's a part of the behind the scenes video from the last show on the DPW tier on our Patreon where we talk about
it. Go check it out right now.
We should check it out. And I watched it back because somebody left a comment saying Johnny and James called Tommy a fucking piece of shit at the exact same time. And I was like, I don't remember that. So I went and watched it. It's legit. Like, it's not a beat. Like, James asks him, what do you like, Family Guy or Bob's Burgers more? And he says, Bob Burger. And immediately, you're a fucking piece of shit. Same cadence, same delivery. I couldn't believe it.
Bob Burger
over
wow.
Family Guy is unhinged,
That's
man.
A disgusting
like, you
thing
are
to
a
say.
Crazy bastard, man.
Yeah,
you
and if you
be.
Agree with that, don't even let me know because I'll think less of you.
You're a fucking. Piece of shit. DPW Showdown to Carolina, July 10th, Durham, North Carolina. Main event.
Come on out.
Calvin Tankman, Kevin Koo, first ever national champion will be crowned. We got the belt. If you want to see it, sneak peek on Patreon in the DPW
so
tier.
So much stuff on Patreon.
Speaking of titles, by the way, the DPW Women's World Championship Tournament continues on July 10th in Durham, North Carolina. Promise Braxton and Rachel Rose going at it. And Savannah Evans taking on Rosemary. Two big fucking matches for titles.
Remember, DPWOnDemand.com, DPW No Pressure was good.
It was good!
DPWTIX.com, get you some tickets.
Almost
and
sold
now,
out. It's super sold out. For sure! Super, almost no vacancy.
DBW No Pressure was good.
It was, man. And, why am I being criticized for that?
Patreon.
Bitch.
$1 tier.
Wait, what? We're doing the shout outs right now for the Patreon shout out people time. That sign Whoa. Up to the Patreon? Tony, I saw someone on Patreon say that we don't shout out names.
Holy fuck it. Holy shit, dude.
I want to shout that guy out and say, names. You're a bitch.
I want to shout you out and say, tell you to go to hell. Straight to hell, and you can die.
Michael the Mike Mizanin, you are wrong. You are wrong.
Go to hell with Renee Dupree and stay there, okay?
I would die in hell before you tell us we don't call out names on Patreon.
Every week we have a whole segment.
Half my life is reading these names.
You think we just make these names up? Well, how could we make these names up?
I started listening 10 minutes into the show, so...
You're right. Fair enough. Go on, James.
You be skipping. We don't even have ads on this shit yet. Come on, man.
Zero dimes did I make off this show.
Starting in the $1 tier. Calvin Delaney.
Yeah.
Sam.
Yeah.
$5 tier. The one responsible for raising that piece of fucking shit. Jungle Boy.
Oh, okay.
Sad Jabroni.
That's sad.
Ventura.
Hello.
Robbie, Eli, Drake, Mav, Rico, Shane, Mick, Man, Drew, Everett.
That was great.
But you can just call me Bianca.
To you, it's Bianca.
The Scorpion King with a tiny dick. The Cock Johnson.
Does the Scorpion King have a legendarily big cock or something?
Kobe Barnett.
All right. True.
The Celtic 91.
Yeah.
Book Kid Bandit versus the hardcore legend, good old JR.
Oh, no.
Jim Ross.
Sorry. If you boom, Kid boom. Bandit would get dog walked by JR. Yeah, right. So you don't want us to book that.
Ass style.
Sorry, Kid Bandit. I love you. But JR would hit you with the stunner, the stink face. He's top crazy. Rope stink face. It would be unbelievable.
$10 tier. Busy Wizzy.
With a side of
Brett
Busy?
Pendleton.
Hello. Wow, that's a real
Finally,
name.
Finally.
Oh, no.
The Cock has come back
to
come.
Yeah, of course.
RFS.
Hello, RFS.
AJ's Rip Pants from TLC 2016.
That's legendary.
I forget about that. Ooh.
Vince has the fattest hog around. And it's true. It's damn dick. The Cock Johnson versus Tony,
what?
The pizza guy in a Johnny on a pole match.
Leave me alone. What Don't put hell? Me on any poles.
Nat.
Hello, Nat.
Glenn Jacobs. Shitty little dick. The Cock Johnson.
It's burnt.
Campbell.
Ooh.
4EN1ADHJ.
Is that like a code? What is your code?
I think I just awoke like a sleeper agent or something. Jack Rogers.
I'm logging on.
$15 tier.
Ooh.
Calibration. Can someone get Dick the Cock Johnson out of my ass? Hot dog style.
Why are you yelling?
Jimmy.
What's wrong, man?
Crack. Corn.
What's
and
going
I
on?
Do not care.
I don't care. We don't
Ryan,
care, Jimmy.
The biggest dick. Zandez.
All right, great. Hello, $69.69.
Pulse's horny Twitter likes.
Yeah, I can't stop hearing about this.
And Calvin Delaney again.
Tony.
God damn it, Tony.
Tony.
What the fuck?
You upgraded.
And still, the champion of the Patreon of the world.
No.
At 105 Bruv Bucks.
No!
Donut. The Cass Johnson.
Damn it. I'm sick of the European title era of the damn Patreon title.
Yeah.
Thank you, Donut, the Cass Johnson. We love you. We love you all, especially Calvin Delaney.
4EN1ADHJ.
Bingo.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, please keep it up. And then some. And DPW No Pressure was good, so I don't know why you're making fun of me.
I agree. All right, it's time to get into SmackDown for April 20th, 2000.
Everybody smoking crack, smoking crack, ground, smoking crack. Everybody ground, smoking crack. Ground.
So from what I understand, Tony has observer notes.
That's great. Well, Tony, I'm glad you did that this week. I did them too, but you know what? The fact that you did them, it really means a lot to me. So I'm going to step aside and let you
do it. Check.
Yeah, 9:14 p.m. You. Triple H's bad day began.
So that's not Observer notes. That's on the show.
Well, that was I observed it.
He observed it.
Let's observe this, brother. All right, I guess I'll do it then. Okay. We have some Observer notes. Now, I was going through these, and I was like, this is weird. I was like, these fucking kind of look familiar. Then I realized they look familiar because we reviewed the May 1st, 2000 episode of Nitro.
so we have done a lot of retros. We're getting to the point where we're watching like back-to-back weeks at this point sometimes.
Yeah. So some similar stuff. I tried to not take anything that was too close, but there's a couple fun things here that we can go over that was going on in the time of wrestling in April of 2000. Like the April 10th Observer. Oh, by the way, I couldn't find any Figure Four stuff at all from this time. It like stopped at September 2000. So
Brian Alvarez wasn't born yet.
Okay, fair enough. Me neither. April 10th, 2000, Wrestling Observer. Vince Russo was on the WCW Live on 3/28. He said that on January 14th, Bill Bush told him that the company wanted to focus less on ratings and entertainment and more on wrestling. He didn't agree and he refused to work as part of a committee and told Bush he was hired for his style of writing. He said they presented the idea of Tank Abbott winning the title at the sold-out pay-per-view, where he would first win a battle royal and then beat Sid Vicious. And when he found out on two days before the show that Bret Hart was going to miss the show, so they were going to give Tank Abbott the belt and sold out. Which is funny because there's a lot of Tank Abbott title implications on that Nitro that we watch.
You're right.
You're not a Tank Abbott guy, James. Something wrong, little man.
I do like Bret Hart.
Wait a second. Well, why wasn't he showing up then, James? What the fuck?
You know, his career just got cut short.
Would have also not shown up.
Sean didn't show up, but then he did show up later.
That's
unlike
true,
Brett.
Tony.
Brett didn't show up later.
Sean,
whenever they started talking about putting the title on somebody else, Sean would feel better. And I think I'm here now.
House is down.
I don't feel good either if the title's getting taken away from me.
Russo also claimed the WWF turned it around in the ratings when DX went to the WCW arena with a rocket launcher. Meltzer says, somehow I thought a better attribution was the popularity of the Austin character when the entire shows were built around because nobody else was anywhere near as close to over. Bringing in Mike Tyson and at the same time McMahon's heel heat coming off of Survivor Series 97 may have slightly been more important reasons. He said WCW would now go after WWF and that the number two should throw rocks and stones at number one. Do you agree that the DX tank? Tony, what do you think? Was the DX tank the one that changed it around for WCW?
First off, it wasn't a fucking tank. It was a car.
It was a Jeep.
He had a rocket launcher. I don't know if you're there or not.
I mean, for me as a kid watching, it was that, man. Who the fuck is Stone Cold? Never heard of him.
You know, this the car would make more up. Sense.
If they
just called it the car. Calling it a tank implies that you were going to kill somebody at WCW. We brought
that's
a tank to your front
cooler.
Door to kill you.
Yeah, I think that's way cooler.
But obviously they had no plans on doing that. So.
No. Well, maybe they did. It just backfired, maybe. Maybe the rocket launcher wasn't going off, didn't have any ammo. It's all, you know, that'll happen. You play
no
Fortnite.
Ammo for the rocket launcher.
they fired the rocket launcher.
Did they?
They did. There's like a cut of it where they fired the rocket launcher and they had like an explosion effect.
And they kill somebody?
It
killed Tank Abbott's Bush.
Tank
Abbott's Bush.
Tank Abbott wasn't even there yet.
You are out of here.
One thing that Russo said that we all probably will agree on, he said that Scott Steiner's unscripted promo on Flair was the best interview of the year.
Yeah, 100%.
Steiner wins again.
Here's something that really pissed me off. Vince McMahon came out publicly in favor of regulation of so-called extreme wrestling in New Jersey. Ruined my damn life. Assembly Minority Leader Joseph Diarrhea, who is also the mayor of Bayonne, was originally going to introduce a bill on 3/27 that would ban anyone under the age of 19 from attending the shows and would allow local communities to ban the shows completely if they so desired. This would have ruined my life. I was going to shows when I was 9. How can I fucking go under 19? This is fucking horseshit.
That would have been stupid, man. I would have taken a tank to his house.
I would have drove up in my dad, bring up his blue van, and I had a rocket launcher strapped to it. and I will blow up the ECW arena. Even though the bill was to regulate what is called extreme wrestling, the bill is trying to be worded that it would not affect WWF or ECW or WWF or WCW, and ECW is of course attempting at getting itself in that category. We want nothing to do with them. Promotions such as Jersey All Pro Wrestling.
Oh, classic.
Said Steve Carell of ECW to strictlyecw.com. We're a fully accredited wrestling company like WWF and WCW and don't want to be associated with those groups. To show the lawmakers have studied the issue thoroughly, the difference between the category pro wrestling and extreme wrestling seems to be this. If you pretend to hit your foe and he spews fake blood, it's pro and legal. If you actually hit your foe and the red spray from his face is real blood, it's extreme and would be illegal. So if you hard hit somebody, you are going to jail.
What kind of ruling is that?
You can fake hit them, and he's
it's always
fake
interesting
blood.
To look back at this time, like 2000, late 90s, yeah. And like the Protect Our Children bills that a lot of people were trying to pass for a lot of stuff, like this stuff too. Yeah. But like, you know, just anything in general, really.
Video
like,
games were terrible. They were bad. They were
This is a huge one.
Years after and also during the time that people were on TV saying, suck my cock.
That was an implication. They were not saying, suck my cock.
Well, Jerry Lawler is saying, show me your puppies and I'm coming all the
You're
time.
You're talking about dogs.
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 As long as it's implied and it's not said literal. Yeah, they're fine.
They're telling you to suck it. You don't know what it could be. It could be anything.
It's it. What is it?
Suck his leg.
Suck his asshole. Asshole. You can say asshole, it's fine. And last of that part, at the April 1st Combat Zone Wrestling Show, one of the groups targeted as being extreme wrestling, President, this is written by Meltzer, John Danzig came out before the show and gave a speech and stressed how CZW is entertainment and that the governor is trying to keep them from entertaining the fans, which led to a CZW chant. Shawn Michaels, final match. Shawn Michaels' final match took place on April 4th in San Antonio. Okay. And San Antonio. Well, excuse me? Come on, man. Let Shawn Michaels' last match ever.
Classic.
A bunkhouse brawl against Venom, where Michaels put up the TWF title given to him by Justin Credible, who won it on the show 2 weeks earlier. And Venom put up the promotion that he'd wanted control of.
He just said, give me the title.
Justin Credible said, okay, I'm in the click still, though, right? Can I still be in the click?
Exactly like Shawn Michaels giving you that belt.
Well, it gets even better, Tony. It was your basic weapons match with cookie pans, crutches, garbage cans, a ladder, etc.
Basic one.
Of course. Michaels delivered an elbow drop from the top off of a ladder, which was his only big bump of the match. Michaels hit the super kick for the win. Michaels then said, since he won control of the promotion, the first thing he was doing was stripping himself of the title. Meltzer says, add another belt that Michaels won that he never lost in the ring.
Oh,
and
no.
Put a tournament
in
2 weeks.
God.
One more for the good guy. Shawn Michaels
so
wins again.
Michaels put himself
in
over
his own promotion.
In his own promotion in his last match and won the title.
This is insane.
So first, Tony, comment.
That's awesome. I fucking love
All right,
Shawn
James,
Michaels.
Comment.
Yeah.
Great. For the last part of that article, that observer, Mark Madden, who does a sports talk radio show in Pittsburgh as his quote unquote real job, was recently voted in a local independent newspaper poll as the best reason to kill your radio. Just want to put that there. April 24th, 2000 observer. So now we have some EC Dub talk here. This is in regards to, I guess we should kind of preface this by saying why this Taz and Triple H thing is as crazy. So we probably talked about it a bit on that May 1st Nitro review. Mm-hmm. But at the time, Mike Awesome was ECW champion, and
yes.
He was going to be signed or was
with
signed to WCW. What was it? Yes, with, of course, Judge Jeff Jones, which, if anyone could explain why, a judge was Mike Awesome's manager.
He was the manager and did not talk.
Well, I'm fucking the champion.
I'm awesome and I'm the champion.
And I have the gavel. Here's me with the gavel. Yeah, I don't know why. So Mike Awesome, as ECW champion, was leaving ECW to go to WCW. Heyman was obviously not happy about this, and there was word that Awesome was going to, or at least there was a fear that Awesome was going to bring the ECW title out on Nitro and, like, trash it. like thrown in the trash, like they did with like the WWF women's style. Yes. Yeah. So Heyman threatened to sue them. So they settled on not doing that, and they also said they were going to put over ECW on commentary, like say the name of it. I think all they ended up doing was saying Mike Awesome was the ECW champion.
Yeah, I don't even know if they said ECW on air, did they? I don't even remember.
I think they did.
Promotion.
I think they did say it, but that was like the only thing. But it's like the way they like talked about it was they were supposed to like put it over, but they obviously did not do that.
No way. Yo, Paulie historically hates WCW.
Yeah, and I feel like
there's a reason that Vince even there's a reason that Vince even Eric Bischoff cannot stand Paulie. Whether that's a work or a shoot, you know, whatever. But historically, that's always been the story.
I love to think it's a shoot just because it's funner that way.
And they were both working with each other at the time we watched.
That's crazy.
Draft.
Like that draft one, like it, that's like I was worked entirely because I'm like, damn, I feel like these guys actually are not enjoying this.
Yeah. But Vince, that's why Vince helped. That's part of the reason Vince helped ECW in the first place is because he knew that Paul fucking hated WCW. And like, if he helped him here, it would probably help them in the long run.
I mean, he was already helping them, you know, giving them money. And
Paul Heyman, before he even joined Todd Gordon with ECW, like when he left WCW the first time, had a grudge. Like he had a grudge.
Yeah.
Vince has historically helped him for most. I'm pretty sure most of the time he was running ECW.
Probably.
I think so.
So it eventually leads to them obviously needing to get the belt off of Mike Awesome. Mike Awesome couldn't just like be stripped of the belt. Like why even did they have to even do anything else? I don't know why that even had to go that
way. No, you say that.
Kayfabe, brother.
I mean, it's fair. I think everyone would have seen, all right, Mike Awesome's not here. He can't defend the belt.
Yeah, but Paulie did that a lot where he'd come out before the show and be like, well, you know.
Sabu's not here. He doesn't want to be here.
It was probably just part of Paul Heyman's
a joke.
It was always Sabu, too.
It is always Sabu.
He took it towards
Japan.
Yeah, again.
I was just saying, it was probably part of Paul Heyman's lawsuit. You know, he just wanted to win this fucking lawsuit. You must defend the title too. That's part of the lawsuit. You have
that's
to
funny. Judge Jeff Jones obviously was not a great
representing
judge.
Mike Awesome.
I guess obviously, you know, if Heyman, I guess, you know, getting Awesome to drop the belt after being signed to WCW also gets eyes on ECW because it's, you know, the story, but it's just still like a lot to go around. So it says here in the April 24th, 2000 Observer, Heyman came up with the idea to bring Taz in as a surprise opponent to win the ECW title, apparently formulated while eating dinner at a Chinese restaurant with the ECW production staff. I don't know why that was included.
Okay, that's pretty beast.
A succulent Chinese meal.
I feel like
meal.
We should have Chinese meals in our production.
Yeah, well, Tony doesn't want to cook the steak on his own thing. Neither
cook
do I.
The brat.
All good to brats.
Whether the original deal included shooting an angle on SmackDown, which also resulted in a week where the ECW champ went to the ring and lost when challenging for three different WWE major and minor titles, is unknown. Heyman called Vince McMahon, who accepted the proposal as Heyman laid it out, which at the time was for Taz to win the ECW title, then drop it on April 22nd in Philadelphia to Tommy Dreamer, although McMahon apparently was willing to have Taz drop it to anybody, which is even funnier to fucking put there. give it to fucking Al Snow. He does not work here. I don't care. Do it anyway. With the original suggestion being to further McMahon storylines, having Perry Saturn cost Taz the match so he wouldn't have to lose cleanly over an ECW wrestler, and even could potentially use the footage to hype their own WWF angle. I don't know why the fuck Perry Saturn is the one that they were going to pick there, but whatever.
Yeah, me neither.
As of last reports, it wasn't clear whether or not Saturn would be still doing the run-in. Saturn was booked to appear on the WWF house show in Columbia, South Carolina that night, and WWF didn't appear to even consider it an issue as the idea of needing an excuse for Taz to lose to Dreamer or whomever in the title match. Will almost surely never be acknowledged by WWF on television. There are no plans on this point to have Dreamer come back to WWF to gain revenge on Helmsley. This is obviously jumping ahead to what we watched, but that's okay. But there is a working relationship and an angle could conceivably happen, but it's very doubtful WWF would allow Dreamer to be positioned as Helmsley's equal in that situation.
Yeah, you damn right about that.
If it is Dreamer who gets the title, it'll immediately be questioned within the business because it comes across as if Heyman is so concerned about losing talent that he's now putting his title on the one wrestler he trusts won't be leaving because Dreamer simply can't be taken by anyone as serious world champion.
Fuck. That was liberties taken.
Yeah. The rating for the April 14th TNN show that showed the Awesome and Taz match was a 1.12. The title match itself drew a 1.11. After all, the internet hype had to be a huge disappointment since the company's average over months of February and March was a 1.06. I guess I would have thought that that would have did a bigger rating for them, but I don't know. The TNN show aired at a weird fucking time anyway, didn't it?
Yeah, it was Friday night too, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can only... Yeah, you can only really move that too much with the internet back then. I mean, it's not like it would have been a crazy, you know what I mean? Like, they would have had to really fucking push it on TV, but they
I was
really
going
to
say, if WCW said that that was happening on their show, maybe more people would have tuned in or something, but yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, you know, at the time, this was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, man. I mean, fuck, the whole concept of a guy signed to WCW facing a guy signed to WWE facing off in ECW for an ECW title is like still like a crazy,
crazy
thing.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Sadly, it wasn't really too much of a match.
It was like 3 minutes, right? If that,
yeah, it was just a
back
down
and forth, and then Kata Hajime. Yeah, they just whooped Mike Awesome's ass, like all of like Dreamer, I think, too.
And then Mike Awesome just literally just walked out and left. He like left through the crowd.
I was gonna say he didn't even go through the like curtain. He came in and left through the crowd. I think they, if I remember right, they like called it in like a hotel room. Like he wasn't even in the locker room at any point, I don't think.
That's crazy, man.
Because he was gonna get fucking stabbed.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is it for the Observer notes. So let's talk about some SmackDown.
All right, so we start with the cold open here.
Hucha fuck intro.
I
legit write down Haja Fuga intro.
Oh yeah, but I do want to say the Peacock tagline for this was the Stone Cold Truth for the McMahons.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
This is a Triple H episode.
He's talked about. Stone Cold doesn't even show up once.
That's what it's called. I don't know. That's Peacock.
Cold open. Yes. It chronicles Triple H's bad day, which was last week.
It began at 9:14 p.m.
I'm so excited about this because the episode that they're recapping here is the Jericho Triple H title change episode, which I wanted us to talk about, but I was like, oh man, we don't get to talk about it. And then the more it went on, I was like, this is like the whole angle, like just right here. We can totally just talk about it.
Yeah, that's fucking beast, too. This video package is awesome.
They make it look like the best angle ever.
Yeah, this is sweet. So Jericho versus Triple H.
Yes.
On Raw for the WWF Championship.
APA
here.
Is at ringside as well.
With gloves. With gloves.
No Mercy style.
Yeah, dude, this is like
dude,
a real...
This, they must have got all the attires from this like era of,
I
like,
think so,
these
because
couple shows, because even on this Raw is all No Mercy attires.
Triple H wears the green logo shirt with the track pants on this
one.
There was another
right.
one too, I think.
Kurt Angle's wearing his stuff.
There's a spot in this recap that's a No Mercy spot in the intro of No Mercy.
That's Eddie crazy. With the flowers, S.A. Rios.
That's right, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
So Jericho versus Triple H for the title. Stephanie nonchalantly throws the title in the ring. I don't even know who she was really throwing it to.
Ah, here you go. Fuck it.
Jericho hits Triple H with it, pins Triple H.
The ref is out.
Triple H kicks out as a new referee comes into the ring.
That's right. Earl comes down for the two counts.
I love that it's Earl Hebner that comes down.
Earl Hebner.
Anyways, so a little bit of scramble here. Jericho ends up hitting the Lion Salt.
Yes.
And then Earl goes down to count after Triple H pumped Earl Hebner to the ground. I love that they always, Triple H and Earl Hebner always have this relationship where Earl gets in his face, Triple H pushes him, Earl pushes him back. This time...
Then Triple H hits him.
This time Triple H decked his ass. Yeah,
he had
so
enough. No more,
he's
Earl.
Out.
No more.
Jericho hits the Lion Salt. Earl ends up seeing it and fast counts the three.
Jericho wins the title.
And the crowd went crazy. And the APA had gloves on.
Dude, that was a fucking awesome spot. They did have gloves on. Jericho celebrates with the title, and APA steps in front of him to stop Triple H from going after him. It was a fucking awesome scene.
Triple H then brings out Earl later on in the evening.
When was that, Tony, exactly?
9:27 p.m.
Thank you. Triple H's backlash.
That's what it says.
Triple H brings out Earl Hebner. Stephanie McMahon, Shane McMahon, Mike Chioda is also out there.
All the stars are here.
All the super group.
Triple H says Earl wasn't even the legal referee, that he counted super fast, man. That was fucking a really fast count.
And he's telling this to Mike Chioda, who is a referee with Earl Hebner for years. And you
think Chioda was the legal referee in the match before Earl Hebner.
Yes, he was. Right, yes. He was. And you'd think Mike Chioda would just step up for his boy and say, fuck Triple H. Mike Chioda says...
He stooged!
He said, well, it was a fast count. Earl did screw Triple H. Holy fuck, man!
He stooged for the game!
Damn, man.
Mike Chioda lives his life by the book. You know, he's got to follow the ref rules. You know?
He's got a job and a family and a mortgage and an internet bill and a phone bill.
Exactly. He's got to respect Mike Chioda.
Yeah, champions, so. Bill. Earl says... Earl Hebner says he will reverse the decision...
WWE for all deal. That's all they had then.
Earl says he will reverse the decision on two things. If lay a hand on never again.
That is how he fucking says it too.
And if he has a job for life, WWF style. Yeah.
You can take away my job, but you can't take away my legacy. And it's good to be great and modest.
Triple H says, yeah, man, that's awesome, man. That sounds really good. But here's the thing.
Okay, buddy, you got it.
You're fired. Oh, and then he fucking kicks his ass.
Shane grips him up, and Triple H just, they stomp him out.
This is great with the video package noise and all that shit. This is awesome.
And then Earl always says, like I just said, who can be me? No one. And by the way, damn right I did.
Yeah, dude, that sounds
okay,
great.
Okay, buddy, you got it.
You got it. That's no problem. You're fired.
You better be nice to me if I'm going to follow you. You can't abuse me. I will make you look like a shithead in front of 10,000 people.
So, Linda McMahon comes down.
They fucking pedigree him.
Get his ass kicked.
They pedigree Earl.
Mike Chioda should have pedigreed him. Linda McMahon comes down. And she gets into the ring.
Triple H gets screwed again.
Uh-oh.
Of course, 10:02 p.m. Linda McMahon is here, and she says that Stone Cold Steve Austin will be in the corner of The Rock at Backlash.
My internet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did John hear?
Fuck!
I don't think so. Did it say disconnected?
We now present a brief intermission as Johnny attempts to reconnect to the call.
No! Yeah, we're still recording.
All right, let's just do it on your phone now.
All right, so Stone Cold will be in the corner of The Rock at Backlash.
10:02 p.m.
10:02 p.m. Stephanie comes down.
Damn it, man.
I'm guessing they're not working on anything.
I mean, it still says my internet's on, so I don't know. Maybe I gotta restart something.
Reset your modem and shit.
Should I stop my recording?
No.
All right. Keep it running.
Keep it running a long time. I'm not all stopping. Right. I don't think Tony's stopping. So.
No, I'm still good.
All right. I'm going to do a live report of me trying to fix my internet.
Linda McMahon is here now at 10:02 p.m.
No, I missed that part. We got to go back to 9:27.
No, 10:02 p.m. Stone Cold Steve Austin is not here.
Damn it.
Just it's 10:03 now. We missed our fucking window for Linda McMahon's promo. Dumbass.
Where's she going?
Yeah, come on.
Linda Ellerbe arrives.
Linda Ellerbe is here, and you do not care for some reason. You don't care.
That better be a come on from your mouth and not somebody else's.
It's from both of our mouths combined into one big mouth right now.
One big mouth together. Okay. That like is one combined big mouth.
Yeah. Let him know, Tony. Fuck this guy, man.
Yeah, fuck you. You're wrong.
Dude, we have things to do. Did you hurry up?
Did you try paying your bill?
Yeah, have you paid?
Have I paid? Yes, man.
Holy shit, dude.
God damn it.
We're still recording. Hello.
Well, just put my fucking.
I have your recording to my microphone right now. It's on the recording. Tony can hear you. Fucking, let's just do the show.
If you just make it so I can hear Tony, then we could just do the show like this.
No, you should do it where you can't hear me.
Yeah, why would you need to hear Tony? Look, Tony's fine with it. You're fine with it. Let's do this. I'll tell you guys if you're interrupting each other, all right?
Is this real?
So Stephanie comes down, 10:07 p.m. I'm about to start watching Minions. Don't make me do it.
Let's go.
What the hell?
Hey, how's it going?
How come I can hear you double time? What's happening here? Get off my phone.
Hey, man.
Get off my phone. You wasted all my damn minutes.
Bro, you don't know. It's free at night, you dumbass. What kind of fucked up
free nights and
got?
Weekends, yeah, dumbass.
T-Mobile, I ain't got that.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled podcast.
So Linda McMahon comes down and says that Stone Cold Steve Austin will be in the corner of the Rock.
Is that what
at
she
Backlash.
Says? What time was this?
This is at 10:02.
Oh, Triple H fuck, was screwed man. Again at 10:02 p.m.
Yeah, 10:02. Well,
Triple H, I like Triple H said, "Why is your mom even here, Shane?"
Because she's the here, COO, bro? CEO,
C the COO.
She was a CEO, wasn't she?
The CEO? Host of Nick
oh,
News.
Oh,
with Linda Ellerbe.
I was going to say she does a Linda impression, but that's just her voice.
She does.
So therefore, I've decided to put someone in Rock's corner to even the odds. In his corner will be Stone Cold Steve Austin. Great. And
yeah!
Steph says, yeah, woo. Says, I'm going to let you try that one
Fuck
more
you,
time.
Mom. You bitch, mom.
Linda says, no. Then Stephanie and Linda recreate the No Mercy intro slap.
Oh, that's what you're talking about from No Mercy. Now
yes.
I get it.
Stephanie goes for the slap. Linda blocks it and hits a slap of her own. Oh,
it's going to hurt me a lot worse than it's going to hurt you.
Dude, the fucking stop. Nah, the stop slap. That was crazy. Linda was killing it in this.
Great
man.
Spot. Yeah, yeah. And yeah. Then Triple H tries to pedigree
her. No, awesome. He could have done anything from there.
That's true. He couldn't do anything from that position. But then Shane jumping decks Triple H in the nose. And
dude,
they all
the
start fighting.
Line, that was awesome.
And Stephanie, so Shane and Triple H are pushing each other. Stephanie walks up, slaps Triple H, slaps Shane, and then does the Yano shrug.
If you smell!
Oh, no!
Dude, this video package was so sick.
It's crazy.
This was awesome. Yeah. If this was in real time how this actually was, it would probably be like the coolest shit ever. Stephanie slaps Triple H, slaps Shane. They're like, oh, what's going on? If you smell!
Let's talk about how absurd it was that they had Triple H just take the title right fucking back from Jericho like that. That's like,
fuck you, man.
Crazy, man. Like, what the fuck?
You had to know shenanigans were up when it didn't close the show with Jericho winning, but
yeah,
fuck,
that was like
man.
The top of the first hour, right?
Yeah, it was.
Or something like that. Like,
you know that it was, the situation pop, was like, look at this jabroni. Yeah, we'll put the title on him.
So yeah, we're going to put it on him.
Yeah,
that's exactly how that went.
I like to think it was actually that way, and Triple H then immediately went back and said, what the fuck?
Yeah, they actually chronicled the times like 20 minutes later. He comes
it was
back
real
out
time.
No way.
It was a documentary happening.
Yeah. Fucking hell. That
if you
pop,
smell.
That pop, the pop Jericho gets when he fucking wins the belt is so crazy, man.
Well, people just didn't want to see it on Triple H.
Yeah,
but
Triple
to be
H
fair,
had go-away heat at the time, I think, didn't he?
To be
Jericho
fair, Triple
was
H.
Over, though.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. I think this kind of like helped him put him
sure.
Starting the stuff with Stephanie put him
yeah.
there, I think.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, Stephanie was the real catalyst for Jericho Vane.
You're right.
But the Triple H thing is, he was like crazy. Like, he was actually a good worker at this point. He hadn't blown out his quad yet.
Yeah, that's right. No. He was still rocking. He was doing Iron Man matches every other week, it felt like.
Yeah, he was like really working. Yeah. It wasn't until later, you know, after his quads. He became Ric Flair and Greg the Hammer Valentine.
and Honky Tonk Man. I don't know how.
Of course. If you smell.
If you smell.
Dude, I popped so big for this. Like, I can remember back. Like in my notes, I could see if I start writing in all caps, if I pop huge for it. I popped so big for the issue. So I don't know why. It was just like the perfect timing. I don't know. This video package is awesome.
That's funny that you do that. I do the exact same thing.
If you smell,
whatever sounds good. There's something later on this show that I'm sure you know what one I was writing in all caps for.
I'm sure. I'm sure my notes are also in all caps. Yeah. So I don't know. Triple H with Vince versus The Rock with Austin at Backlash.
Interesting.
And Chris Jericho, you are not the champion.
That is not a tag match. That is with, as in, they're managing them.
Yes.
Yeah. Austin is managing The Rock.
That'd be awesome if it was Austin and Rock against Vince and Triple H.
Whoa.
Everybody on the ground.
Everybody on the floor. Talking crack.
I love this shit, man.
A lot of pyro. I always loved when they would do the zoom into the SmackDown Tron logo, and then it would like fade to the next shot. I thought that was a cool look.
Well, right, at this time, they did the fade into the SmackDown logo, and then the electricity.
Yeah, there was like electricity effect.
You're right.
This was like the best SmackDown.
The hey, where the fuck is this show? Where's this show?
Mobile, Alabama.
Wrong, bitch. Philadelphia. Newark. Motherfucker. No, it's not Newark, you idiot. You fucking idiot.
It's Newark, I think. Yes.
Fresh out of Newark.
The first Union Center in Philadelphia, which we would, of course, call the FU Center. Even as a child, I referred to it as the FU Center.
Well, we're going to pass
only
a bill.
Only in Philly do they hate their own fucking arenas.
Don't pass
place.
A bill, man. Leave.
Passing a bill.
No, well, man.
You can't say the FU Arena anymore.
Damn it, man.
Well, your tank will arrive at your house and you won't.
It's the Wells Fargo now, which is not nearly as cool.
Oh, the well, I know that place.
We do know that place very
well.
We
don't like Wells Fargo.
We don't like them, and they don't like us. Or at least they don't care.
They don't care. They really this don't care.
This is also right side SmackDown Ovaltron, so everything is right here.
Road Dogg versus Edge to kick the night off.
Oh, yes.
All the stars are
all
here.
All the classics.
You didn't know?
Last Monday, Road Dogg and X-Pac jumped Edge and Christian backstage and beat them with the tag belts. So this is leading up to Edge and Christian against Road Dogg
I
and X-Pac.
I love how easy these matches were
for
set
the belts.
Up.
Yeah,
like,
we beat you up. We want your titles. Well, we will kill you now. Okay.
Road Dogg came out with a microphone without a mic flag on it.
Is that right?
That was very weird.
Did they not have SmackDown mic flags yet? Or
no,
just
they
WWE
had
ones?
WWE.
Yeah.
They
oh,
had
yeah,
WWE
right.
ones, but
yeah, they
yeah for whatever
right.
reason. Huh. Yeah.
He was kicking that shiznit doggy style, of course.
I'm always kicking that shiznit doggy style.
He's a hopefully.
he was the coolest kid, coolest guy ever when I was a kid. I always tried to memorize everything he said.
Hell yeah, fucking dude. That's like peak wrestler is being it. Like, you, all people care about is your entrance. What
I
the
didn't
f-
give
nothing
a
matters
fuck
after
about
that.
Road Dogg's work rate
no
when
way.
I was a fucking kid.
But he threw some good punches.
Oh, yeah, he's good punches.
It, you didn't understand the business, all right? The business has evolved. We don't care about entrances no more. We do not care.
Damn it, man.
We care about with bell to bell here, all right?
That's
damn
true.
It.
Why do you think I like Shawn Michaels? I didn't give a shit about his work there as long as
well,
he
good,
because
that motherfucker could not work.
Gyrating his hips. And,
wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
You heard it here first.
Tell him, Tony.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. He's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're going to have to take this back first. To 8-Ball Billiard right now.
Hey, bro, I will billard my balls in your mouth. You understand me?
James calls the solid balls holes, and he's a crazy bastard for that.
Dude, it, because I like billiards, and I play it a lot.
And when you get it in the hole, he calls it a
wrong.
Pot. So there it, you go.
When you, get the, white ball in the hole, you pot the ball.
Scratched, brother.
You pot
you
the billiard.
You're on
you
pot.
Always.
You're smoking,
always.
Of course, the people's blunt.
No!
No! Not yet. We already told you.
No!
Jesus.
Sorry about that.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
you just went
about
full
it.
Shawn Michaels there, buddy. There's a rest of a card here we have to worry about.
Yeah, well, I'm taking my ball.
Oh,
I'm going home.
Oh, God. Take your billiard and pot it.
We are 1 week from Backlash, by the way.
Okay. Edge does an elbow off the ropes to Road Dogg at the beginning of this match.
I was very confused. I thought Edge fell.
You can't see it. It does not show it for some reason.
Edge also hits a shoulder tackle in this match, and I feel like I never saw him do that before, and it threw me off really bad.
You know what? I wrote that down. Edge had a flying shoulder tackle, which was cool. I love that move.
Well, that's good. I don't not
it,
like it. Also, it you should know your
Road Dogg out of the ring too.
It did. You should know you're in Philadelphia because most of the show you hear just air horns.
Oh,
going
yeah. I wrote that down too.
Edge rolls up Road Dogg during his shake, rattle, and roll signature maneuver.
Of course,
that was his one move. He also had the pump handle slam, I guess.
Where he fucked you in the ass.
Where he fucked Shiznit you in the doggy style.
He also had the knee drop, where he'd go,
shake, rattle, and roll knee drop.
Yeah, that's you're right, actually.
It is, yes, the two moves
that's
he had.
True, you're right.
Then Road Dogg, he returns the favor. O'Connor rolls him backwards and then beats him.
They tried to imply, he pulled the tights to get into the pin. They tried to imply he held them. It's not true.
He didn't cheat. He just beat Edge.
He was meant to cheat, but he wasn't close enough to the ropes to grab them, so he just beat Edge clean.
Fuck you, Edge.
Bitch. So Road Dogg gets the win here.
Backstage, Triple H, Stephanie, and Shane are walking to nowhere. Shane says he is going to go get the boys.
He's going
to
round everyone up, and he says, check you later. That's a cool motherfucker right there. That's awesome.
For some reason, it then shows Tyson Austin.
Stone Cold is on the show without being on the show. It's even Stone when Stone Cold Cold's
strikes,
not here.
Dude, don't you remember the Stone Cold
Austin
strikes?
Austin strikes Tyson. What do you think what would the modern day Austin and Tyson thing be? Conor McGregor and Happy Corbin.
Sammy and Tyson.
Jericho and Tyson. There you go.
Whoever it was, I don't remember.
Oh my God, Jericho and Tyson with the crackhead. That's you right.
Remember the crackhead? I remember that. Here's what I remember from that. The South crackhead Bronx. And Mike Tyson going to sleep ringside.
What about the South Bronx yawning? Fucking team?
South Bronx Street Gang. That was
Dory Funk Jr. was asleep in the crowd at
that time. That's also true. That did happen with his mask on.
Jay and Silent Bob was awesome.
Jay and Silent Bob were also there, and then they got blackballed from WWE.
Remember when Rick and Morty were on AEW? That was cool too.
That was crazy.
Rick and Morty was crazy, man.
What an era.
I think all the heat went to Chuck Taylor for that one. The Rick and Morty games. Right. I ain't seen him since.
Yeah, good.
So Triple H and Stephanie McMahon Town Hall.
1, 2, is this on?
Oh my God. Bro, not only do they have my time, but Stephanie is a complete smoke show at this time, man.
Unbelievable, bro. She is gorgeous fucking woman here. And Triple H is in the No Mercy alt attire. It's probably all I think the first two were trunks. The third one was the shirt and the track pants. And then the fourth, of course, a referee shirt.
Of course, I think that's I like
that they included that for everybody. The
Me too.
Shirt.
I because why not? I also like that they included special referee. I don't understand why that's not included anymore.
So Triple H basically recaps the recap that we saw earlier. But
just
in Triple H voice.
Yeah. The whole thing. There's also some fun signs here like I heart Triple H's mom, I like to score, and slut. Of course.
They don't get very far in this. They say slut a lot tonight to Stephanie.
Stephanie doesn't talk at all on this
show. They always do that to her, man. What's wrong?
Triple H says...
Does Triple H make the match?
Yes.
That's what it sounded like.
Because the McMahon-Helmsley regime is in full force, so Triple H has just as much power as Shane or Vince or Stephanie.
Of course, yes.
So that's how that works. There's an asshole chant for Triple H. He said he's heard a lot of people talking about how the McMahon-Helmsley regime had a bad day. The record books will show that it wasn't a bad day, because I never lost the title.
That's true.
And it will never show Earl Hebner trying to screw me, and it will never show us firing Earl Hebner. I don't know how none of these fucking will show up in the record books, but they don't.
There's not even a record book, dumbass.
Yeah, what record? I mean, we saw Austin...
He's talking about on Fandom Wiki.
Cage match, maybe.
Might have it on there, yeah. He says, it will never show me and Shane then firing that incompetent official. The one thing it'll show was when Linda McMahon, your mom, came out here to make her very special announcement. And while we're talking about your mom, we're talking about having some kids someday. But to be quite honest with you, I wouldn't feel comfortable leaving our kids with your mom. She's a psycho. Your mother struck down her only daughter, and she'd be kicking the kids around and smacking them all over the place.
Holy shit. I knew something was fucked up with Linda Ellerbe.
Triple H was right, actually. He was on the right side of history here. He said, I wouldn't really given her the pedigree. I was just scaring her. But no, your hothead brother runs over and punches me in the face. And Shane's always been somewhat of a mama's boy, and there's nothing wrong with loving your mommy. Very weird. He said, I'm going to give you a chance, Rock, to have someone in every corner. No. How about all around the ring? And in this very ring, it will be the Ayatollah of Butthola. And Jerry Lawler would love that line. Going one-on-one with... the people's champ, The Rock. You can come up with a good one for that.
Ayatollah like people's butthole. Jump or nothing? Or?
No, nothing like that. Ayatollah Butthole was where he put all of his fucking energy into.
He was brainstorming all day for
of
that
course.
One.
Oh, what am I going to fucking say? Oh, yeah. Fuck. It'll be a lumberjack match, and those lumberjacks are being carefully hand-selected by Shane, and there will be no more bad days. And this was 20 minutes long he did this.
As he says, no more bad days.
Taz! Tommaso Ciampa. Oh.
No, bro. Taz. Come on, man.
It's Taz!
I don't remember this pyro for some reason.
He has pyro. He has the championship, ECW
the pyro
title.
Just flashes for a while.
It looks like it's malfunctioning. Pyro. Yeah. Cole on commentary says that Taz is the ECW champion and he won the belt on an off day last week. Oh my God.
ECW. Hey, ECW. ECW.
A reminder, ECW is not owned by WWF at this point, but that's true. They were definitely, McMahon was definitely helping in
Sure. Because, I mean, this is what, the third or fourth time ECW has been brought onto the show?
Yeah, absolutely. And they've mentioned it by name and, like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Taz comes out in a cut-off orange Taz shirt with the ECW belt on and no pants. He's just in his gear. This is an interesting place to do this. This is Philadelphia, of course. So there's ECW chants from the crowd. And Triple H decided he wanted to fuck that over. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, of course.
Taz says, they call me the human wrecking machine.
Yeah, what the fuck are you fucking talking about, bro?
You're in Philly. Who calls you that?
Once have you been called that, especially not here, bro.
That is crazy, man.
Taz says, it's good to see you're in such a pleasant mood, brother, but the mood is about to change. And Triple H immediately jabronis him.
Could he not say that you're going to be just another victim? I was waiting for him to hit that line.
I was waiting for that, too. I feel like there was like four times he could have dropped that line. I guess you
can't
say that.
Yeah, he changed it. He said what you just said. He said,
the
mood is about to change. I was like, no, say you're going to kill him. He's a victim. Yeah. He's going to die tonight.
Yeah, beat me if you can. I was waiting for that, too. Like, what the fuck?
He didn't do any of the cool shit.
No! Yeah. Human wrecking machine.
No, they don't call you that.
Fuck, man. And we're going to add a Z. We need more Zs. Taz.
One more time. What did Taz say? There will.
It's good to see you in such a pleasant mood, but the mood is about to change. Jabroni'd him too and did the fake, like, you know, Sean mocking that he was scared.
Oh my god, that face, bro. That Triple H face. Yeah. And it cuts to it and zooms in. I was like, holy fucking
immediately
shit,
just
man.
Shit
all
on him.
All you need to do is do the Scott Hall fingers, you know, that would have just buried him for real.
Yeah. If The Rock would have came out and said that, Triple H would be shitting in his drawers.
Dude, Taz challenges Triple H. I've never seen this before. Like, Taz challenges Triple H, and Triple H accepts without hesitation.
Yeah, I got that.
That's crazy. Like, no hesitation at all. Usually there's, like, Triple H will sell, like, that. Yeah. Oh, damn it. Like, no, yeah, I can't believe you would come out here and take my moment. Dude, he said, I will face you tonight. He says, I will fucking kill you tonight, even, Taz.
Yeah, he fucking is totally okay with it. Taz has some weird lines here. He says, you run around like you got everything under control, but you open that mouth of yours a bit wider and take a bite of something you can't swallow. All right.
You can't swallow the human wrecking machine.
Dude, even worse than Triple H just straight up accepts it. Taz says, you ain't even got to put the title on the line. Taz!
Shut up,
what
Taz!
What the hell?
Don't say that.
By the way, they do put the title on the line. The title is up for grabs in the match. Taz didn't even ask for a title shot.
You had to put the title on the line. Oh, but I will, and fuck you, man. I will beat your ass
tonight.
Yeah,
he says, you want a piece of meat? You got it. Cole says, wow. He says, you bring that little belt of yours around your waist. What's that stand for? ECW. The chant, ECW. He said, well, Jack, understand this. This is a World Wrestling Federation, and I'm going to prove the world. And to these idiots chanting those three letters, that ECW sucks.
What the fuck?
That little belt there, son.
That
well,
says,
Jack,
hey, you don't say that.
Hey, don't
and,
why
by
you
the way,
say that shit.
By the way,
you
they
the
call
game?
You the game? I don't play games.
That was the worst closing line ever. Holy shit.
That was Undertaker levels of fucking horrible comebacks.
Well, I'll tell you what, big time. Prepared to get choked out. You call yourself the game? I don't play games.
I don't play games. Dan puts his arms
way,
up.
They call you the game. Well, I'll see you by the learning tree. I accept.
No, not the learning tree.
they hit his music and he puts his arms up like he just fucking won. You
and by the
fuck.
Way, they call you the game? Holy shit, man.
Unbelievable,
that's brutal.
I don't want ECW, I don't want your titles. Yeah, well.
All Taz had to say was about if I let you. Come on, man.
Dude,
just hit the line.
All the lines are here. Just fucking say any of them. You know they told him not to, though. That's why.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
said, you are not. You are Taz with two Z's and the mood is about to change.
Hey. You are not that guy.
Put some fucking pants on, bitch.
Holy shit. They liked him when he came in.
Yeah. For what, one match?
Jim Ross really liked him. I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
Anyways.
He faced Triple H. That's what happened.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later tonight. But first, Lita and China are walking backstage.
I need something to be clarified here. And maybe you guys remember this. Mm-hmm. Why is one of the angles here that Eddie Guerrero passed his GED?
Because, dude, because. Because
that was a talking point here. China says, it's her and Lita, and Lita fucked something up last week in a tag match with them. And Lita says, hey, you got a great outfit. And China says, listen, you fucking idiot. Eddie passed his GED and said, we can team up. So don't fuck it up.
He's happy because he passed his GED.
Okay, that's great. Why?
Because he's trying to.
He got his GED.
That's character development, okay. That he's got his fucking GED.
Yes, China turned on Jericho, helped Guerrero win, then later explained her actions by declaring something with Latino heat. Then they get to the GED stuff after that. Backlash, which was also billed as the night of Guerrero's prom. He said he was to have it, just earned his GED. He came out in like a tuxedo and a bow tie.
What, China say, I won't date you unless you have a diploma?
He was trying to provide, all right? And he needed to get
his
GED.
He's got a job. I'm watching him do it.
Well, he's getting ready for after wrestling.
He says, this shit's not going to last.
Yeah, which is smart.
He came out in a 1957 Chevrolet, and he wore tuxedo pants
movie
and a
theater.
Bow tie.
Interior. So, China says Eddie passes GED, so he's in a good mood. So tonight, Eddie has agreed
that the mood
team up.
Is about to change.
By the way, they call you the game.
Well, I got my GED. Dead.
I don't play games.
You passed your GED. Well, I'm not smart.
Did it. I failed. Did it. Arms up.
By the way, they called you the game.
Fucking hell,
fuck
man.
Fuck you.
That would be way cooler. This game sucks. Damn. Oh fuck. Oh fucking hell. He could have just left way before that, man. Just let him accept the fucking match and leave.
Oh my god.
I'll tell you what, big time. Fuck.
So Eddie Guerrero and S.A. Rios are teaming up against the Dudleys tonight.
Yes, on Raw, S.A. Rios and Eddie teamed up against the Hardys. And Lita accidentally moonsault Eddie, and the Hardys won. So after the match, China got payback by powerbombing S.A. Rios.
Sorry about
all right,
that.
True. Dude, Eddie Guerrero is the coolest fucking guy in the entire fucking universe,
this
man.
This is a great Eddie era right here.
The song is awesome. He's just fucking swagged
and
out of
his
mind.
And he just passed GED.
And he's smart as hell.
He's super
good for
smart.
Him, bro. Cole says you got to give Triple H some credit. He's facing Rock in 10 days, and now he's facing Taz on SmackDown. Yeah, whatever, man.
Stephanie meets up with Kurt Angle backstage.
Oh, yes.
Stephanie and Kurt are flirting with each other.
Yes.
Stephanie invites Kurt to be a lumberjack tonight, and then they have a little awkward moment.
She says, she walks up and says, you know, I thought you were handsome. Oh, shit. All right, true. Triple H is fucking breaking things in the bank. But your most attractive quality is your credibility. I wonder if you could bring some credibility to tonight's lumberjack match. And Kurt says, I accept. And please fuck me. Please fuck me.
That's awesome, man. Like
I'm
a smoke
burying
show
this guy. This angle's not happening. I swear to God, this angle's not happening.
So we go to Dudley Boys versus Eddie Guerrero and S.A. Rios.
Yes.
Like you said, last Monday, Lita moonsaulted Eddie Guerrero instead of, I believe, the Hardy Boys.
Yes, she was trying to moonsault Matt Hardy.
And then China powerbombed
S.A. Rios. And then China powerbombed S.A. Rios.
She'll like to play games.
Yeah. Damn.
The arms up
is crazy in his little shirt.
That's fucked up, man.
Fucking S.A. Rios does a Teltowar head scissors on Bubba and look like it killed him with it. Bubba bombs S.A., which is an awesome move. Lawler
regular
wants,
move.
Just not a finish or anything. No pop. I don't even know if they call it Bubba Bomb or not.
No, I don't think so. Just a regular move.
Lawler won't stop doing bits about Eddie Guerrero and helping him with his fucking GED. Just won't stop the whole fucking match.
Yeah.
Devon does the flying shoulder tackle. I always remember him. I remember him using it, not Edge.
No, he definitely, yeah, he did a big one too. He also did a weird clothesline he would spin out of too. It was
Devon, a spinny clothesline.
Yeah.
Devon hit the neck breaker off the second.
I love that move.
Yeah, that's awesome. I wrote that down.
Yeah, you should, because that's fucking sweet. The setup for it isn't that hard either.
No.
But it's awesome. Yeah, S.A. Rios goes for a Rana, and Bubba stuffs him with a fucking sit-out powerbomb just with the quickness. It was awesome.
And he breaks it up at one.
He's too smart to fucking get two, man. There's someone in the crowd that has a sign that says, "I've been drinking all day."
That's I hear that. That's for true.
The Dudleys go for the 3D, which has Bubba hit the ropes? Which is a weird, I think, OG version of it that I just fucking forgot for some reason, because I'm used to them just doing it. But Bubba, like, went to hit the ropes for it. And Eddie trips him and then pulls Bubba out. S.A. Rose hits a huge crossbody, the Devon on the floor. At the same time, Lita is on the other side trying to dive on Bubba. And, well, she misses and dives on Eddie. Uh-oh. They hit the 3D on S.A. Rios, and the Dudleys get the win.
China then gets in the ring and grabs Lita.
Grips her. Just grips her up.
Son of a bitch. Again, you do this shit again.
Eddie is going to get flunked somehow now because of this. You just knocked all of the information out of his brain and he's fucked. At
the
same
Dudleys
time.
The Dudleys get a table.
Yes. The Dudleys got wood. And I have an erection and I'm a fucking weird bastard.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's what he said.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah. So they set up a table behind China and Lita. China backs up, bumps into the table, realizes it's there, has a stare down with Bubba, and just gives Lita to them and leaves. And they load Lita up and powerbomb her through the table.
That was awesome. That was sweet.
Annihilator with this fucking second row powerbomb, and Bubba goes, he's going in that trance.
He's
in that trance.
Face
he just came. He came.
He came on over his wood. They said Mae Young, Terry, and now Lita. So this is the run of Bubba powerbombing
coming.
And coming, yes.
I like how Devon had to smack the shit out of him to get him out of the trance.
Yeah,
that was pretty
cool. Which is a change from why Bubba Devon used to have to slap Bubba, which is because he had a stutter.
So we go backstage. Chris Benoit, Perry Saturn, and Dean Malenko are hanging out by a lamp.
All right, there's a lot to take in here. So Chris Benoit is the IC champion. He's hanging out. Dean Malenko's hanging out. Perry Saturn. How long has Perry Saturn been just fucked up, man? What the fuck is he
he's
wearing
He's always
here?
Been a crazy bastard.
I guess in WCW he did wear some crazy gear, too. But, like, here he's just casually sitting here with some crazy-ass shit on, like, mesh arms with a like a shirt.
That's Perry Saturn in his everyday. Like, he goes to a grocery store like that.
Speaking of Perry Saturn, he says, "You saw Taz out there throwing around challenges? He looked like Donkey Kong, doesn't he?" What the fuck?
Man.
What the fuck is he talking about? Donkey Kong?
Talking about the DKC. We saw him the other day on AEW.
No, we did not.
DKC, yeah. Donkey Kong Country, I saw
him. He got Donkey Kong, doesn't he? And then Shane comes in, he daps them all up, and says, "Hey, we're selecting the best lumberjacks, and we want you guys in." And they talk about it for a minute. And they're all in, so they're all lumberjacks.
He's a crazy dude. This is a crazy looking scene here. Yeah, you should check this segment out.
Yeah.
Well, even crazier,
dude,
it transitions to the next part here. I've never seen anything like this.
This
ever
is
in my life.
A 3-hit combo of the craziest shit possibly
all
ever.
Of this, yeah.
The next
Holy
15
fuck.
Minutes was AI generated for Deadlock.
I think so. This feels like it was placed in here because they heard we were watching this and said, we got to give the boys a little bit here.
This did not like air when this originally aired.
It's one of those
aired.
Twitter bots booking a show for us or something.
it's fucking Dall-E drew this.
Yeah. So it transitions straight to Rikishi's ass cheeks walking down a hallway.
Big fucking sloppy bouncing ass cheeks.
I got a question. I know he's got big ass cheeks, but how come every time he walks, he's got to smack them?
That's what I wrote, Tony. I said they imply here that Rikishi slaps his ass cheeks randomly walking.
Why?
I just thought that was real weird. Why the fuck's he got to smack
bro,
him
every
time?
If you had that much ass, Tony, you would understand. You just don't
I
get
do,
it.
And I don't do that, bro.
You do not have Dude. Rikishi level ass, bro. It's a whole different
that's,
thing here.
First off, that's disrespect to me. Second off, I can't believe you say that. Third off,
I'm sorry.
The implication that Rikishi slaps his ass cheeks, randomly walking around just in mid conversation.
That gets his energy up, bro. It's like his finisher.
That's his idol state.
That is crazy.
Dude, it was real sloppy here too, walking through the fucking hallway. Cole says, that's one wide load, but it doesn't stop there, does it? That was not
no,
all.
Because then it transitions to Big Show's ass cheeks. This gimmick has nothing to do with butt.
He's not slapping his ass or anything.
This is the first time he's ever zoomed in on Big Show's ass like that. I don't know what was going on here.
It was not
then
as impressive
cut to
as I was
CM
expecting.
Punk's ass.
That's true. And he had a big lump on it for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why. The WWE kept saying there is no lump there. I said, well, that's weird that you would say that.
Why would he say that he has a lump there? He doesn't have one. Big Show had a shocking amount of no ass. I was very surprised by it.
Because he's been working out recently, you know what I mean?
Or all of it went to his cock and balls, I think.
Oh, my God.
Sir.
The WWF Rewind brought
Holy
to you
fuck.
By Star Wars Episode 1 Jedi Power Battles.
For PlayStation.
What the hell is this? Y'all ever fucking play this?
No goddamn way, man.
No way.
Chris Danker probably played it and he probably says it was good.
He probably loves it, man. Probably can't get
he probably did like
shit.
Two episodes of a Let Play and never finished it, you know? Like Chris Danker,
let him know. Let
awesome.
Him know.
Yeah, I want the ending. I want to see the ending.
I'm
of the
still
game.
Waiting. I'm still waiting. And of course, nothing makes me think of Star Wars Episode 1 Jedi Power Battles than Scotty Too Hotty beating Dean Malenko for the light heavyweight title. Of course,
that is crazy. Dude, Scotty and I think they do the rematch at Backlash. If I remember
and
this correctly,
Dean probably wins it back.
That match is crazy. That Scotty and Dean
oh,
match.
Oh, it is. You're right. Have we watched that or something?
I don't know. I've watched it on my own.
Write that down.
Now it's
should,
time to
watch,
watch
yeah.
that.
We should watch that back.
They like really go crazy.
By
so.
The way, Dean Malenko does win that match. He wins the title back.
So, Rikishi versus The Big Show.
This is unbelievable, man.
What the fuck is The Big Show's entrance?
It's from the WWF Aggression album.
That is insane.
It's from Aggression, bro.
Where's The Big Show?
It's got some weird ass shit.
I don't remember him ever coming out to that. I remember the song, but I don't remember him coming
Dude,
out to that.
Well,
he might have been using that when he was like champ.
There's no way.
He might have.
Yeah, you want to hear some of the lyrics?
Yo, you got lyrics? Wait,
I gas
what?
Hop when I hit my 6-fold pedal. I rock and I got fans from the ghetto to heavy metal. I took it to the next level. Guard gated estates and marble floors with a slight bezel.
Oh,
that's
shit.
All I got.
What?
No. Oh, shit.
It's the Big Show.
That boy's spitting.
I like what? The I like the fucking funk that Tony put on it.
I get high, start zoning, get paranoid,
oh,
and
shit.
Leave my pits roaming. That sounds like Ooh. Me. Get high, start zoning, get paranoid, and leave.
What's this have to do with the Big Show?
What?
Gently sliding my seat in my Bentley. You think Big Show sits in a Bentley? There's no
Ooh,
way.
No way is Big Ass fitting that. Where? No way. This is awesome, man. Yeah, good shit. Big Show's hot here. He's like doing the Scott Hall walk to the ring.
He does do the Scott Hall walk.
He gets on the apron and starts dancing. What the
he's
fuck is
He's doing the comedy
happening?
Horse shit gimmick here. That's what he's on.
Well, this is, you know, we got to turn him back soon.
Yeah, we'll have to reset him next week.
He just won the title, and he had his monster run, and now we're bringing him back to being goofy.
At Backlash, we will reset the Big Show. Big Show gets a mic and says that Philly is his town.
Wrong.
And they call him the Big Funky here in Philly.
Nobody has ever called him the Big Funky.
They don't
ever.
Call him that. They don't call him the Big Show. They call him the Big Funky. That's what they call him. Not Funky. Funky.
This is we're resetting the Big Show back.
Immediately chokes someone through the ring right now.
Fucking hell, put him through the floor. He says, Rikishi, you dance a lot, and I would like to have a dance contest to see who shakes that rump better. What the fuck?
Hey, yo.
So Rikishi is out here with his big ass after slapping it a bunch of times, and they're having a dance contest. And Big Show starts dancing. He says, "Hit! I want you to hit my music." So they play the Too Cool theme.
I thought that was hilarious. Hit my music.
Sorry about too that. Cool. We don't want that one. We want this one. That'd be awesome if dancing to that, man.
Banging it.
Big Show fucking lays it down here, man. I've never seen a man dance so
is that what
fine
you call
before.
That?
He's laying it down.
He's laying it down.
Laying it down.
You don't even know.
You already know.
Laying it down.
anyways, you're damn right.
I love that Rikishi puts the glasses on, looks down, and the lights go out. I always
of
thought
course.
When I was a kid that
that's
was the coolest.
Crazy.
Like, the lights are cool until he looks down and then, like, then they go out. I think that's really cool.
That's a shutoff, yeah. And Rikishi, Cole says Rikishi's about to shake that big backside, and then Rikishi starts going fucking crazy, shaking that ass.
Rikishi was putting it down. He's crazy.
Hell yeah. Laying it down, too, at the same time.
Well, Big Show said, "Fuck you, man." And he attacked him from behind.
He glommed him from behind. Just fucking annihilates him. And the lights come back up. They knew it was time to stop that.
So, okay. This they imply on commentary that yes. Big Show has a split personality where he likes to get funky and then also is a mean bastard.
That is unbelievable. I had to rewind it to make sure that that's what they were trying to say, because I thought they were like, oh, Big Show has, like, you know, a mean side to him. No, they straight up say he has, like, a split personality. And
he is the Big Show in the Big Funky, depending on location.
That the should have been a fucking movie, a TV show.
Yeah, it's a buddy cop movie, him and himself. The Big Funky doesn't seem to have a big run, sadly.
Oh, man.
Not sure what happened there.
Yeah, so Big Show out. Big Show does the worm in this match.
Dude, all right. So hold on. We got to... There's there's air horns going off.
This is
where, like,
air horns. Meh, meh, meh.
Yeah, this is... Well, they're trying to... That's for the Big Funky. That's what we do in
Philadelphia.
Yeah,
of course. Of course.
I would know. So Big Show hits... James, I need you to tell me how you feel about how Big Show hits the ropes. Because this is scary as shit to me.
This is crazy style. Yeah, if the rope snapped, Big Show would...
He dies.
Yeah,
he's
going head first onto the ground. There's no way.
He hits him with his armpit as well as both hands on the same side.
That's Jerry Lynn style, man.
That's horrifying.
He's got that old school.
He's
fucking
too big for that shit, man.
No way. That's how you know he trusted the WWF at the time.
No way. That was not the Big Show hitting that. That's how Big Funky hits the ropes.
That's that Hogan, Jerry Lynn. That's that old school fucking, yeah, that shit's crazy, man.
Dude,
I don't even.
Rikishi does the Rikishi bump off a shoulder tackle.
That was wild.
He's just doing shit. And then Big Show does the worm, as you said. What the fuck?
This might be up there with the Trish Stratus worm from that one episode.
Holy hell. No, this is way better.
This is like right up there with this. They were going, the hands, there was a lot happening.
His hands went fucking out of control. Big Show gets arm dragged by Rikishi and also takes a Samoan drop.
He does an arm drag. Like, Rikishi fucking
arm
Big
drag.
Show feeds him for an arm drag. It's crazy.
It leads to a Samoan drop, too. Fucking hell. And
Rikishi,
then, dude, Rikishi cactus clotheslines Big Show over
dude,
the top.
That was fucking crazy.
Holy fuck.
I thought they were going to get clipped in the ropes, man. Holy shit.
These guys are having a fucking crazy ass match here, man.
They both hit the floor and the referee count started. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, you guys are out of here, man.
See ya.
Double KO.
Yeah, that was so, it really was that fast. 1, 2, 3. Fuck, man.
It's a special guest referee.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah,
it reminded
right.
me of, Tony. The special guest referee. What are you doing? 1, 2, 3, 4. What are you doing?
No mercy. That's where they got it.
I like that I'm questioning that. I do that to you guys every time.
Everybody does. You have to.
You're right.
Big Show starts leaving. Rikishi gets back in the ring, and Rikishi says, "Big Funky." He says, "Back his butt up."
He's Rikishi and Philadelphia want you to back that butt up.
This is crazy sexual, by the way.
Bring your big body in here.
Bring your big body in here.
So we can finish what we started. Bring your big body.
This is crazy. Why don't you back that butt up? Bring that big body back in here. We can finish what we started.
So they go face to face. They go face to face, and then Rikishi puts the shades on Big Show. And in return, Big Show somehow gets a second pair of shades.
He spawned more shades.
Pulled them out of Rikishi's ass after he slapped it a few times and puts the shades on Rikishi.
The fuck?
The lights go down and they both start dancing. And everyone's loving this except Kurt Angle backstage, who's watching on the backstage Ovaltron. What the
He's watching on the Space Ghost Coast to Coast monitor. This is absurd. I actually had no idea what I was watching at this point.
No way. Fucking Zorak.
Dude, Rikishi super kicks Big Show. Super kicks Big Show, takes the glasses off of Big Show.
And then leaves.
Did you hear what King said?
No.
King said he ripped the glasses right off Big Show's monkey face. Now, why did you say that?
Are you sure he didn't say funky?
He said monkey. He said right off Big Show's monkey face.
Damn, bro.
There's also a
up.
Line here that I don't know where this is. If I heard this right, he says, "That's what happens when you drink your gravy as a beverage."
He does say that about Rikishi.
He does say that, in the middle of the match.
Because he's talking about how big Rikishi's ass is. So he's, that's what happens when you drink gravy beverage.
Man.
Yeah, Big Show, they're dancing together, having a good time. Big Show goes for a high five. Rikishi says, "I remember that shit." Savant kicks him, rips the glasses off, his monkey face.
The monkey face, bitch.
And then leaves. That was awesome.
Holy. So Kevin Kelly and Kurt Angle are backstage. Apparently, there was some footage with Kurt Angle watching Gladiator or something. I didn't see
of
that.
Of course. That was a look at the motion picture Gladiator. Some say you're a modern day Gladiator.
Was this on the footage?
No.
No.
I was about to say, I didn't see shit.
That's fucking. I should have gaslit you.
Kurt Angle's watching Big Show versus Rikishi. In my head, like, maybe that's what the AI generated footage was. Maybe there's a big Gladiator skit, but they replaced it with this.
It was Magnus.
Apparently, Kurt was watching Gladiator, which I believe was that TV movie, which is pretty good, actually.
I think this is an actual the movie, ain't it?
Yeah, but it became a TV movie.
Oh, okay.
Which was actually pretty good. I used to watch it quite a bit.
Well, good for you.
Was Kurt Russell in it?
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe, that's who it was. Yeah, good movie, man.
The Crowe is a different movie.
It was on Spike TV a lot.
That's makes a lot of sense why you would have seen that a lot of times. That it probably came on after Raw.
Yeah, probably.
Angle says that he will beat Chris Benoit for the IC title tonight. And then Angle says, "See you at the movies."
And he says, "My fans will see me on the big screen soon." And big screen is Hollywood talk for the movies.
He was in the movie Endgame.
Okay. Yeah, he was in Endgame. He was also in Pro Wrestling
Zombies.
With
and without a gun. He was in Endgame with and without a gun.
With or without.
So we get to Taz versus Triple H.
No.
About that time.
The WWF title is on the line for some reason.
Not the ECW one.
No way. Cole, of course, reiterates that Taz won the ECW title on a day off in less than 3 minutes.
Backlash is brought to you by Castrol DTX Drive Hard.
Yeah.
There's also a swinging truss in the logo, which
That's
I thought
awesome
was sweet.
As fucking hell. Yeah, I love that one. The Backlash 2000 setup is awesome because I'm pretty sure that's the one that goes into Mercy.
Taz goes and starts beating up Triple H, which was surprising me, but Triple H cuts his ass off so quick. Fuck you, man.
Waller says Philadelphia was WWF country, you idiot. And the ECW bingo hall is no bigger than a phone booth. That's very fucking
dude,
mean.
Dude, that's... You know that's how crazy this is? Like, they called ECW, the ECW arena, a bingo hall. ECW was, like, regularly pulling, like, 1.52...
Yeah,
you know,
2,000. I mean, the arena pulled, like, 1,000 at least. I don't know if it did at that. It does now, at least. But maybe not back then, but...
I know that they had no fire code or any. I know Paulie was putting people
in
there.
They were packing
just,
them in the arena. No way. Hell yeah, man.
No AC. Just pack their ass in there. Just get in there and we'll figure it out. I can't believe they called it a bingo hall. That's a pretty respectable fucking draw.
And not only that, like, it makes Taz look like an idiot.
Yeah, it does.
he's the shitty-ass shitter champion of the world, and he sucks. All right, fuck.
Why
is he facing Triple
H? The whole match. He wasn't even calling spots. He was just saying ECW sucks every time he got
ECW sucks, and no way am I taking any suplex from you, you fucking idiot.
Dr. ECW sucks.
Drop down, don't suplex me, and I'll hit my move, dumbass.
Taz goes up on Triple H. Triple H cuts him off. Triple H cuts him off, and the crowd chants "slut" at Stephanie.
Dude, what the fuck?
Of course.
What the fuck? They do it like twice during the match too. They do it on the outside. Did you notice that the I don't. Maybe it was just my eyes were fucked up at this point. But the cameras look different for this match. Like, two of the cameras look completely different.
Probably using the bingo hall cameras.
Damn it, man! It was for the ECW fan cam.
Yeah, probably.
Taz goes for the head and arm Tazplex, but Triple H says no fucking way.
No way. No clothesline, am I taking that? Fuck that.
Taz does hit a Northern Lights suplex for a two. That's about as far as Triple H is going to go suplex-wise for the human wrecking machine.
Taz scoop-slammed him on the floor, which I was surprised that he even fucking got that. And he threw him on the stairs, and then they called Stephanie a slut.
A huge fucking pop for the Kata Hajime here.
Yes, the Taz mission, you idiot.
Triple H then low blows Taz as Stephanie distracts the ref. Triple H then hits the pedigree, arms locked the whole fucking time.
You are dying on this, man.
Oh, fucking time.
I let you put me in the Taz mission. You are dead to me.
But Tommy Dreamer is here.
Oh my God. Who's that? That's Tommy Dreamer from that other promotion.
Piece of fucking shit. Who is this guy? It's a fan in the ring. Fuck him. Fuck this guy.
Dude, Triple H gets up and hits. I've never seen Triple H bump somebody so hard in my life. How hard he hits Dreamer off the apron here. He hits him so hard it knocks the ref down.
the whole time, by the way, Jerry Lawler is just burying Tommy Dreamer. Burying fucking Taz, burying ECW.
ECW sucks. Taz,
he doesn't put them over once.
No way.
Yeah, dude, don't put him over once.
Yeah, he also said at one point, I think he said, I beat up some ECW guys on my days off too, or something like that.
Yeah, he said, oh, yes, Taz won a title on a day off. I used to go beat up ECW guys on my day off too.
Jerry Lawler legit shoot fucking hated ECW.
Yeah. Why are we doing this shit?
Yeah, why are we doing this, Vince? This shit sucks.
I didn't sign this guy.
Crazy, man. Tommy Dreamer gets in with a chair, tries to hit Triple H, but brains Taz instead. And Triple H fucking kills Tommy.
He pedigrees him.
Fucking arms held way back. Might as well handcuffed him. He waits forever to pin Taz. I mean, he just fucking is crawling and having a good time waiting.
Taz is out forever. And I was like, is Taz kick out of it? That'd be a fucking big pop. One, two, three. Ah, fuck. Yeah, that's right. What a dumbass.
Man.
Fuck, man.
Wow.
The mood changed immediately.
Yeah.
Dan.
Taz did get a lot of offense here, more than I thought, than I remember.
A lot is putting it very politely.
He didn't
for
do
what
anything.
I thought it was. I thought Taz got pedigreed in 3 seconds, if I remember.
Yeah, but, that's fair. Yeah, I mean, he did hit him with some stuff. Yeah,
he didn't let Taz call anything. What he did was he was fucking like, yeah, you can like, I'll bump,
punch me.
You can punch me.
Yeah, punch him. He ain't taking bumps from him, but he's taking
punches. Head and arm Taz plagues my ass.
Yeah, no way. Anything named after you? No way.
Exactly.
But it's my move, brother. So Taz and Dreamer are out, and Triple H and Stephanie just celebrate after, and then that's it. That's just the end. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't even know if they... I can't imagine it follows up. Like, Taz just loses Triple H.
Yeah, they're getting a Tommy Dreamer Triple H program coming up.
That was pretty much it for Taz.
Yeah, like, what is... Does
that
Taz,
was
like,
pretty much it.
Because Because Mania 2000 already happened, right? And that's where he was in that.
What's going on
fucking...
at Backlash for Taz? Anything?
Let's see. What is he? It would not shock me if he's not on the show, but let's see. Taz. Of course, he's in the 6-pack hardcore match where he loses.
Yeah.
To Grajali.
That's pretty much it. I mean, until Spike Dudley and him get the tag run, I don't think he does very much.
Yeah, wow. I think you're right. Which is.
They just did it because they're in Philly. Is that all they were doing?
Well, because they were doing a favor. Philly, and he had the belt, so favor. Might as well fucking do something with it, I guess. But like, yeah, that's so.
Yeah, he's not even on
Judgment.
He's not on Judgment Day. He might be in the King of the Ring. I don't even know. But
well,
yeah,
Tommy ends up beating Taz for the ECW title.
Well,
Tommy only ever wins these fucking things when someone's leaving.
He beats Taz for the ECW title. And then immediately, Just Incredible beats him the same night, like same segment for the belt, because Tommy Dreamer's an idiot.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Which is weird, I guess. I mean, because, you know, the Dudleys left and he won the tag titles with Raven.
Right.
But that's so, I don't know why, I don't even know why they let him win the ECW title if they're just going to give it to Just Incredible.
I think it was just he was the only guy.
But it's like Tommy was like, you know, Tommy didn't want to win it.
No, he did not. Yeah, I don't know.
Weird call.
Oh, also, on the next Raw, Benoit beats Taz in 1 minute.
Great.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, like, Triple H, really, that's it. I mean,
what do you want, Jack?
JR has talked about in the past, he loved Taz. He's the one that, like, I guess lobbied to get him signed. And Vince loved Taz when he first came in. He thought he thought the character was super cool, and like they didn't really have anybody doing it like that, you know, suplex style shit like that. Because he beat fucking Kurt Angle when he first came in, you know, big fucking reaction. But apparently voices started getting to Vince, and he immediately just gave up on Taz, and he said, fuck it.
Did Bruce Prichard not like him or something?
I can only imagine the voices that got to Vince were also in this match tonight.
What do you mean? Did you hear what he said about my name? Imagine if Triple H and Taz did the fucking I don't like game thing. Well, Triple H just says, the game is over. You're damn right. Just immediately took the mic back and shit on him some more. Fuck you, man.
Cut his music.
Play my music, which happens later.
This is a very, very crazy moment, I guess, because
I love Taz, man. I mean, like, I know a lot of people might not have seen his ECW run, which makes sense because a lot of people have seen ECW, but, like, it's so worth going back to watch this dude, man. He was, like, so fucking cool. Bad motherfucker.
I mean, they protected the fuck out of him.
He was money, too, though. I mean, yeah, of course they did. Yeah, but he was worth protecting because he was fucking sweet. He was believable. Maybe to a fault, he was believable.
Yeah.
Yes, that's most people like
I think most people remember Tracksuit Taz that watched
him
in WWF,
man.
Which sucks because
honestly, more people probably just know commentator Taz.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Probably Final Fantasy gamer Taz.
You and a brother.
So Trish Stratus is talking to TNA backstage.
You're goddamn right, she is, James.
TNA, TNA,
huge yammers, man.
AJ Styles,
good for her,
Samoa
man.
Joe, TNA.
This was crazy.
She was awesome, man.
Cool scene, man.
Tess was in a Lugs jersey.
I didn't see nothing in this whole scene.
Well, Trish says, let's focus on our match and not on the cleavage.
Yeah, well.
Trish specifically says, please stop looking at my titties.
Godfather and D'Lo Brown versus TNA.
With Trish. That's awesome.
Dude, Albert in hot pants and no shirt is a crazy look.
This is so unbelievable to me. Godfather gets in the ring. He's cutting his promo. TNA's music interrupts. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I want to, you know, smoke a fatty with this pimp daddy. Let me do it. God damn it. You know, earlier we were talking about the People's Blunt. We don't even have to go over that now. TNA's theme interrupts.
So there's a crazy sign in the crowd. It's not even a sign. Some guy rolled up this crazy ass blunt. It was like size.
It was a real blunt, by the way. There was real.
Yeah, it was real. And he lit it up.
Gigantic.
There was crack in it.
What the fuck?
And it was laced with Clorox. And he smoked it in the arena. It said the People's Blunt on the blunt.
That would have been even better
if
he passed it around like the arena and you see on a different spot during the show.
Yeah, I wouldn't pass it up. I made that. I didn't know he touched this shit. No way.
It was huge, the People's Blunt, man. That was
it was awesome.
It was fucking crazy. And Godfather's promo gets interrupted for it, man. Fuck.
Well, Godfather he's about to get his ass slapped D'Lo Brown style tonight. So.
We cannot go past this Albert look. This has to be talked about more because I don't know if this stays. I feel like that he did this and they said, don't you ever do that shit again. He is so oily and so hairy, his arms somehow. He's wearing the glasses and long leather fucking pants. This is the nastiest man I've ever seen in my life. This is so
good.
Nasty. Crazy guy,
I like
man.
This. Good look. Get him, Albert. Let them know.
Giant Bernard is here to influence Hellstorm. And crazy pressure.
Here we go. Bubba Ray Dudley is on the stage.
Well, last Monday he tried to put Trish through a table, but she kissed him, and then he didn't do it, which is a fair reason to not put somebody through a table.
I love that they cut to Bubba Ray Dudley on the stage. He looked like a Hagen character at first. And
dude,
he just stood there until the lights came on.
I thought it was the Big Boss Man at first. I was like, what's Boss Man doing out here? Yeah, it's unlockable Bubba Ray Dudley. You've unlocked Bubba.
So then D'Lo Brown accidentally hits Godfather when he was going for the pimp drop.
D'Von goes to stop Bubba because Bubba tries to come down to the ring, by the way, as well, while Godfather and D'Lo run a train on shirtless Albert. Godfather hits a double ho train on Test and Albert, goes to pimp drop Test, and as James was saying, and D'Lo goes to hit Albert, but Albert moves, and D'Lo hits Godfather. And then Albert hits the Baldo bomb on Godfather for the win. I don't know if it was called that yet.
The derailer.
I wrote down Baldo bomb.
No way. It was not. Derailer is a whole different move. Damn it. Don't do this to me.
The Baldo rail.
Baldo rail. That's what Rikishi was asking for earlier.
TNA wins.
Yes, yes, they do.
There's a sign in the crowd. The people's blunt. It's this big blunt.
Oh, yeah.
I talked about that at the top, bro. It was no big deal.
Blunt that they passed around, and it would appear at different parts of the Raw or SmackDown.
It didn't have chlorine in it or whatever the fuck he said.
Clorox, dude.
Spike with Clorox.
No, yeah, I was there. I was smoking Clorox. The people's yes. blunt.
You were not
dude.
In Philadelphia at any time in your life. That? No one was smoking that, bro. And this is WWF country.
D'Lo smoked that and then turned on Godfather.
D'Lo and Godfather arguing after the match. It was very much D'Lo's fault. So Godfather had a reason to be upset, but it was no big deal. And Godfather agreed. He's like, all right, we're cool. And he goes to hug D'Lo. And D'Lo just hits him with the sky high and then yells at him, you suck.
You damn right.
Screw you.
Let them know.
What the fuck? Man, there's no way to get the people's blunt.
Well, the WWF Slam of the Week brought to you by Castrol GTX Drive Hard.
Which was, Earl of
Hebner
course...
is assaulted and fired.
No, get it right, please. He was fired and then assaulted.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's right.
God,
yes.
legalities.
SmackDown is brought to you by WWF Aggression, the album.
Did you own that album? Have we talked about that album on here?
I believe so.
A lot of crazy ass songs on that album. I feel like we should do, of course, I think what people probably most know from it was the Run DMC DX theme, which they use later on the show.
The King of Rock.
Cool Keith and Old Dirty Bastard did a Mankind theme song. Method Man did our Know Your Role song for The Rock, which he also used, I'm pretty sure. Snoop Dogg and WC did Austin's theme. Redman and Rock featuring Peanut Butter Wolf. Who the fuck is Peanut Butter Wolf? That's an awesome
You know
name.
Peanut Butter Wolf going.
Do you?
You don't know?
He knows.
Come on, man.
I bet he knows.
Because you have an Android.
They did Vince. What is wrong with an Android, bro? There's nothing wrong with the Android, bro.
Because you got an Android, bro.
There's nothing. Tony's got iOS 1.2. It's no big deal, man. We can have stuff separately.
iOS 1.2 is still better than Android 69.3.
There's no way. We haven't even gotten there, bro. You don't even know that. 69 is probably a great
Android one. Igloo version 3 or whatever they call that
shit. It's ice cream.
Exactly. Enough
they
said.
Are pretty close.
Look at Johnny got real scared. It's ice cream.
He'll please get it right. C-Murder featuring Magic did Gangrel's theme. The East Siders did Kane's theme.
I'll stop till I see blood. I'll stop till I see blood. Hell yeah.
You tell him. You
tell him, brother.
Ice-T did Godfather's theme, which I'm pretty sure he used.
He came out to this, Pimpin' A.
Wait,
easy.
Mystical did Triple H's theme? I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Mac 10 did the Big Show one, and then Dame Grease did the Ministry's theme. This is a crazy ass fucking album, man. I feel like they did the Run DMC thing and said, we need an album for this shit. Get whoever you can get for this, motherfucker.
Because they did the, what was it? One that did all the rock songs. What was that called?
Stone Cold Metal? Or is there a different one you're talking about?
The one, what's that?
Forcible Entry?
That one, yeah.
Fucked up name.
Fucked up name, I couldn't think of. But they did that. They did this one, and then they did that, or they did the other way around? I can't remember.
No, I
but...
think that one, Forcible Entry came out after that, I'm pretty sure, because that was like a
so
one
did,
or
like,
two.
This one, and then they're like, oh, we could do that too.
Because Forcible Entry, I think, has Drowning Pool covering Triple H's song, The Game, that one.
Yeah, you're right.
Aggression was a commercial success in the U.S. The album reached number 8 on the U.S. Billboard 200 and number 10 on the top R&B hip-hop albums chart. And in Canada, it reached number 6 on the Canadian albums chart. It was certified gold, indicating sales of over 500,000 units. Wow.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow. Pretty good.
Wow.
I won't stop till
no
I see blood.
No props for Aggression, James? You don't
I won't
want,
stop
yeah,
till
you don't
I
like,
see blood.
You don't like that song?
I don't listen to music.
sorry about that.
But I do drink milk, which, of course, SmackDown is brought to you by milk.
Of course, yes.
Just milk. Just
and Western Union.
Do you ever use Western Union?
I transfer a lot of milk through Western Union.
Through the people's blood.
X-Pac, what are you trying to get, huh? X-Pac versus Christian.
Christian comes out to his own theme, which eventually stops.
This is the best song.
No mercy, bullshit, man.
It's called Blood Brudda, of course.
It's going to hell.
Bro, it ranked 6 in the Canadian albums chart or whatever.
Tori gets involved early. Christian pushes Tori, and then X-Pac spin kicks him on the outside.
Annihilates him. Speaking of Tori, by the way, oh, man. God, she is fine.
She looks great here. Yeah,
she
really does.
She's got abs on abs. X-Pac does the shotgun headlock that I like, by the way. Da, 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 da. I always love when he did that.
Oh, that is good, yeah. Yeah. Kurt Angle used to do it. Scott Hall used to do it, too.
Kurt Angle did that?
He did.
Why can't I remember him doing that? Maybe you're right.
He'd get him in a...
Yeah, maybe you're right. Okay, I think I remember that now.
X-Pac hits the Bronco Buster and then a flying clothesline for a 2.
And Cannonball Swanton? What the fuck was this?
Christian almost didn't get out of the way.
No, he almost gets annihilated. What the fuck is X-Pac doing here? He just flips off the top rope like fucking out of... What the fuck?
That's why he's my boy, X-Pac.
I love me some X-Pac, but that was dangerous as hell.
Christian starts his comeback with a drop kick and then a reverse DDT for a 2.
Yes.
Gut Buster from Christian sets X-Pac up for the Unprettier, but Road Dog is here.
Oh, shit. What's he doing here?
Shit, I don't know. What is he
Set
doing?
Set up an angle, of course.
Right? You got coming up.
He gets bumped, and then Edge also attacks him. But then X-Pac hits the X-Factor, and I don't know why the ref was distracted, because nothing illegal really happened there. I don't think Road Dog ever hit him, but whatever.
Road Dog smells bad.
He looks stinky as hell, you're right. Smell like dog shit.
For some reason, I wrote down Dog and Pack. And Edge and Christian brawl.
Well, that is right.
Dog impact.
They do. That is who does do it. X-Pac wins with the X-Factor, and both teams fight after, and Edge and Christian bump them out of the ring. Doggy style.
Shizzy style. Shane goes up to the Dudleys backstage, and he wants them as lumberjacks.
Of course. And he says, what you guys did to Lita was insane anyway. You want to be lumberjacks? Just fucking killed Lita. And Devon says, any tables involved? And Shane says, yeah, maybe, bro. And Shane then says, look at this. Look at this. And he's throwing up the 3D gang signs. Look at that. And Bubba says, we get to hit the 3D on anybody. And Shane says, not me. And Devon says, all right, you got a deal. This was the most fucked up negotiation I've ever seen before.
Shane said like a rock says. Line or something here.
What'd he say?
He said, like, the Rock's line or something here. I don't remember what he said, but I was like, damn, he, like, just took the Rock's whole shit here. I can't remember what
If you
what
smell
it was.
What the Rock is cooking, is that what he said?
Yeah. No, I don't remember what it was. You smell this? Yeah, you saw like that? Yeah. Can you smell what I'm cooking? That's what he said. Can you smell what I'm cooking?
Yeah, you're right.
And then I was like, holy shit.
Well, Shane took his whole cadence, so that doesn't surprise me that he stole his lines, too. Look at that.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. It's like when you're trying to get your dog to do something
the
or something.
Signal,
look at this. Oh, you like this, y'all? You get. We go to Kurt Angle versus Chris Benoit in an IC title match.
Intercontinental title match, and these guys just spend 7 minutes beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
This is sweet, man. They're just wrestling around, doing chains.
I was very confused in the beginning of this one. Kurt is getting babyface shine, and I said, there's no way he's the good guy here.
They're both
Kurt
heels,
Angle
right?
is the good guy. No, Kurt Angle was supposed to be the good guy here.
Is he?
I don't think he's turned like drastic heel yet. I don't think he's done anything.
No, he
that's
started
like...
out as a babyface, but I think he turns.
Now he was heel
right
real early on, right? He's heel at WrestleMania 2000.
I mean, he interacted with Stephanie in the way that would.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Imply...
And they like that. Yeah, sure. That makes sense. Sure.
But he got babyface shine, which was that's why I was very confused. I didn't know if he was supposed to be what he was here.
Yeah.
Because he got babyface shine, but he also argued with the ref. So maybe he was like in between.
Is he in between phase? Yeah. What am I
like
doing here?
Trying to figure out where to go here.
There's also a chant, like they chant, the crowd chants at one point. I don't know if they were chanting asshole or are they chanting angle. I couldn't tell. Or boo Ernst.
The Radicals were definitely heels. The Radicals
absolutely.
Were
absolutely. Oh, Benoit is definitely heel. Yes, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
The crowd gives up on this match at some point because there's like a fight or... Oh, that's why they were chanting asshole at somebody in the crowd. That's what it was. Because someone there was a fight or something, and I guess somebody got thrown out. So they would just stop paying attention and started dealing with that. Benoit goes up. Yeah, I don't know what was going on. You know, Philadelphia. Benoit goes up top, presumably for the headbutt, but the Big Show comes out and he throws Benoit off the top rope, and then
he
Benoit
was going for the cannonball senton
to the crowd. Benoit wins by DQ, and Big Show then chases Kurt to the back, because I think I missed saying this earlier, but Kurt was talking shit about Big Show dancing. He said he shouldn't be doing this. He was a champion, and he shouldn't be out there dancing. Rikishi's dancing. He can
so
dance.
This was Big Show, not Big Funky, right?
This was Big Show. Yeah, Big Funky.
Now he's still in Philly.
Well, that could be true. He wasn't dancing here, though. He was just chasing Kurt Angle. But, you know. Well,
that's his third face.
The third eye?
Dude, Benoit takes that. Oh, my God. Big Show pushes Benoit, and he just, from the top rope to the floor, no hesitation.
He had no choice. Boom, Big Show just shoved him really hard.
Yoinked his ass straight to the floor.
Awesome.
Holy shit.
Benoit even gets up after, and he's like, what the fuck, man?
Holy shit, man. Chris Benoit retains the title by DQ.
Yes, and then he beats Taz. Very easy.
Bitch. Triple H backstage asks Bull Buchanan and the Boss Man to be lumberjacks.
He said, we're handpicking guys for this ringside thing, and you guys are my top picks.
Please notice Triple H does not say either of their names.
He doesn't.
You
say-
two are my top picks.
Not only that, he never, ever once looks at Bull Buchanan. Bull Buchanan is not
are
there.
My top picks.
And Bossman says, we know how tough we are, and we're there. And he daps him up. All right, great.
So backstage, Triple H is with DX backstage drinking Aquafina at a table.
I think Road Dogg was drinking YJ Stinger, it looked like, or something.
Nah, did you see what Road Dogg was drinking?
No, what was it?
He was drinking Storm Soda. You remember
Holy
Storm
shit.
Soda?
Wow.
Road Dogg Monster Energy.
Road Dogg was always ahead of the curve for
Let
the energy
show
drinks.
Let me this picture of Storm
picture
Soda
of
here. A Storm Soda.
Holy fuck, that is what it was.
Do you know
Jar Jar Binks on it?
So Storm That's Soda was the original Sierra Mist, and then they
wow.
redid
Dude, I
Sierra
love
Mist.
Sierra Mist, man.
That's
Fuck.
Crazy.
Yeah, Jar- that's a good drink.
Jar Jar Binks reminds me that Chris Dankert never finished that Star Wars Episode 1 fucking
so
video.
True. That bitch!
I want to see the Jar
What happened
Binks
to Jar Jar?
Doesn't even show up yet, and he hasn't even gotten there.
Come on,
so
Chris.
So please,
Jar-
God, please finish, Chris. Please finish it.
Dude, Jar- this bad steak... This backstage segment felt like The Sims talking or something. I see them talking. They're saying stuff.
Dude, it's,
but I can't understand a single thing of what's going on. This felt like a dream sequence.
It's the fucking SmackDown 2 cutscene in the season mode where there's no words. It's just people just pantomiming Triple H's backstage.
Go in,
Stone
whoa,
Cold
lumberjack.
Arrived. Yeah, like,
this is fucked up. I was like, I'm asleep right now.
They were
just talking about Rock and Jericho match and how they're gonna have a match.
That's right. Go ahead, fucking lumberjack.
Gem Jar.
I'm like, what?
They were talking about Chris Dankert not finishing the Star Wars series.
I'm into watch.
And I
Dankert.
Am too.
outside the arena, Crash Holly is the hardcore champion.
Yeah, well, earlier today, he came from a circus across the street.
He went to the circus, yep.
Okay. He got a bunch of crazy clown stuff.
He's got a yeah, and you know that crazy clown stuff like balloon animals.
Balloon
James is trying
animals.
To say. I love too much Storm Soda.
That was me at DVW No Pressure when I went to go get the Oreos.
Oh,
I'm looking
yeah.
for crazy. I'm looking for crazy clown stuff and see if I got. Yeah. They did not. I got fried Oreos though.
Yeah, fair enough. Balloon animals, of course, is what he had. And then all of a sudden, he walks into a clown and a man with a big trench coat and glasses and nose.
It's how clowns get around.
Very interesting setup here. And the clown says, oh, you're the hardcore champion. This is how he talks.
It
like
awesome.
Tony Khan. And you defend it everywhere. You defend that title everywhere. The clown then attacks Crash Holly with a broom and pins him for a two count. The referee takes off his jacket, but not the glasses and fake nose, so I never figure out who it is.
Yeah, I don't know who this is.
Who this mystery referee is.
Never seen this guy.
Crash then throws the clown into a pallet and goes to leave, but then he is jumped by another clown. The clowns have escaped the circus, Tony. What the fuck is going on here, man?
Bro, the clowns attacking with the shaky cam is the funniest thing. I was legit like crying laughing.
The camera's going
nuts. The camera is fucking it's all over the fucking place. These clowns are stomping out Crash Holly.
I can't see
shit.
They're fucking stomping him out. They're crazy camera. Oh, what was this? One of the clowns starts beating Crash with a big clown shoe.
This is so sick. I love this so much, man. This is the nuance they lost in the 24/7 shit. Was like the crazy clam with the clowns, fucking shaky, fucking kick his ass.
That's dude. My favorite hardcore title thing was the when Patterson and Briscoe were getting it from Crash when Crash was sleeping in the locker room.
Oh,
and
they
made
great.
The referee like count without putting slamming his hand down.
That was awesome.
He did the quiet celebration.
Yeah, the best part about it was the commentators were like, shh,
"Oh, whispering too."
Yeah,
I redid that spot for the 24/7 action title.
Did you?
Yeah, where I came in, dude was asleep.
Saying, that's so sick. But yeah, so three clowns stomping out Crash Holly in the parking lot, all dressed as clowns, and Crash Holly is not in gear or anything. He's just wearing the hardcore title. And then the clowns all fight over who's going to pin Crash, which leads to Crash getting away. And then they all argue in the clown voice.
We never did find out who these clowns are.
I never figure out what posse that those clowns were in.
They kept saying they were the Mean Street Pussy. I said, that's weird.
That's very weird of them to call them group. That. They're obviously the Juggalos were here to attack Crash Holly. And Drinking Crash Storm. Is the Juggalo champion shit wrestling champion
shit.
And him
balls.
And the young altar boys.
Dumbass. But backstage, Kevin Kelly is with The Rock, and you already fucking. Kevin Kelly is with The Rock.
Oh,
he is getting shut up real quick.
Immediately. Fucking. They're outside of The Rock's locker room. They do like a wide shot at first, and the cameraman realizes they're live, I guess, and walks up to them.
No, sorry about that.
Rock puts his hands up to Kevin Kelly's face. The crowd chants Rocky. The Rock says, "You book The Rock." He says this, "You book The Rock in a lumberjack match." The Rock doesn't have a problem with Y2J. The Rock does have a problem with the fact that this isn't even a match. You're delaying the inevitable. The Rock says this, "Go ahead and live it up with the WWF title. Have a picnic with the title. Fly a kite with the title. Go down to the Philadelphia Zoo and suck some monkey nipple with the title."
That is crazy, man.
The Rock says, "Vince McMahon, if you want to stick your nose in The Rock's business, then The Rock has a rattlesnake ready to strike on your candy ass if you summelow." That's Shane's line. I don't know why he's fucking taking that.
That is crazy. Suck some monkey nipple.
At the Philadelphia Zoo. I like the Philadelphia Zoo. Philadelphia Zoo is very nice.
Okay. The monkey nipple.
They got monkeys there. That's true. He's not. That is historically accurate.
La 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 la. Lumberjack match tonight.
You want to book The Rock? That's him emailing.
Suck some monkey nipple.
That's him emailing us back. You want to book The Rock?
Go suck some monkey nipple.
All right, Rock. My let bad, me know.
The WWF boot of the week brought to you by Lugs Boots and Shoes.
Where are your lugs at?
This is not a boot. Linda slaps Stephanie.
The counter slap. Yeah, that was counter slap spot.
I love seeing Linda slap Stephanie. Huge pop. Crazy shit. And there's a shoe rotating at the bottom of this.
They never figured that out, huh?
Nah, no way.
That should have just been test segment.
You're right. It should have just been like,
or X-Pac
whatever.
Or Steve
Get
Blackman.
For the money, bitch.
Yeah, fucking hell.
The Rock versus Y2J lumberjack style.
McMahon-Helmsley regime comes out to the DX Run DMC theme, which is awesome.
That
and of course,
awesome.
Following behind them, all the stars are here. Bull Buchanan, and Boss Man, and the Radicals, and the Dudleys, and
he
Kurt Angle.
You didn't pick those guys.
For some reason in my mind, they hyped it up as like a million people being there. It was just all the people that they showed them on TV going up
that.
To get, which is fine. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That was Lawler on commentary says, "Oh, I want to do a Rock impression. Finally, Earl Hebner has been fired." All right,
dude.
The camera once again looked all a lot darker for some reason. I mean,
this was sick, man. King of Rock girl intro for Y2J, ECW cam.
That shit's
awesome.
We
got it all right here, man.
Rock is looking crazy here too. He's fucking looking great. That's the champ.
The Rock straight up throws. I actually thought this was a fun lumberjack match. I thought,
yeah.
The Rock didn't try to do anything like too outside the walls here. It was just like, let's just have a match, a lumberjack match. Like, what would you think a lumberjack match is? And this is exactly what you expected to be.
Especially if all the lumberjacks are people that want to, like, usually it's a split too, usually like faces and heels, and like the faces will beat up will help the face, and then the heels will beat up the face and yada yada. This is all the heels wanting to whoop two guys' asses every time. And it fucking, of course, that's pretty sweet.
The Rock throws Y2J over the ropes. Lumberjacks kick his ass.
Stomp him out.
Jericho hits the triangle dropkick off the top rope to Rock. Dude was a fucking menace, man. That shit is awesome.
Rock gets his ass whooped. Triple H even jumps in and punches him in the head.
Yeah, fuck you, man.
Bitch.
The Lumberjacks kick his ass, throw him back into Y2J. The Rock then gets tossed out. The Lumberjacks kick his ass. The Rock gets a tilt-a-whirl power slam for a two.
Holy shit, that was awesome. I love that.
And then The Rock gets himself out of the ring and starts attacking the Lumberjacks.
By the way, also at one point, Jericho hits the Lion Salt, but did they not call it the Lion Salt yet or something? Because Michael Cole won't stop calling it an Acai Moonsault.
Oh, wow. Really? No, they definitely call it the Lion Salt.
I thought so too. Yeah, Cole twice. I thought, I was like, oh, maybe he fucked up. No, two times he calls it the Acai Moonsault, which is wrong in both parts. Wrong. But yeah, Rock just goes out and starts whooping ass. Jericho goes out, starts fighting him too. And of course, they beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Right. What do you think is going to happen?
That was sweet, though. That looked awesome. Triple H distracts the ref. I love that they like kept the rules up. They're like, the Lumberjacks can attack them outside the ring, not inside the ring. Yeah. So Triple H distracts the ref. Benoit has a diving headbutt to Chris Jericho.
I like that that was also a spot they had planned. They knew, all right, when I get up on the apron, you do that.
You do the diving headbutt. Yeah. Triple H distracts the ref again. This time X-Pac gets an X-Factor to The Rock.
Yes.
Like, The Rock got off way better than Jericho in this regard.
Dude, yeah. The Jericho pins Rock. Rock kicks out of two, and X-Pac has a fit on the floor.
Oh, Fuck you, man.
Fucking move, man.
The Rock gets a spine buster, but then all the Lumberjacks get on the apron and try to attack him.
Bumped off the apron.
Yeah, then the Triple H gets on the apron too, and The Rock then pulls Triple H in the ring.
Starts whooping his ass.
Pop. He's whooping the shit out of him. Shane gets in the ring and attacks The Rock with his little punches.
Is this no DQ? Is that how Lumberjack matches work? I actually don't know.
I think anything's legal on the outside of the ring, on the inside of the ring.
Okay. So yeah. Shane cheated here, but he also runs the company and does Triple H.
The fucking man, yeah. Well, he didn't really like, I guess it depends on the severity of it. Like in basketball or whatever.
He glommed him from behind, didn't he?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, like in basketball, if you charge somebody and if they don't take the charge, then it's not a charge. But like The Rock, like he glommed him, but then The Rock was just like right back up and he looks at him in the face, and Shane's doing like the little dance thing, and The Rock's like looking at him. He runs away from The Rock. The referee's whatever. We let it slide.
I mean, this is also an era where I think Paul Bearer talked and got disqualified for Kane. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's a case by case basis. The Rock hits the Rock Bottom on Y2J, but Triple H pulls him out at two.
Son of a bitch.
Rock hits another Rock Bottom, but he
beats up Triple H, gets back in, and just hits another one. Fuck you, man.
Shane distracts the ref by grabbing the ref's nuts. I don't know what was going on at this point.
He grabbed a sack and made the ref motorboat him. I don't know what's going on here.
Shane's crazy. Triple H then hits the Rock with the world title and then pulls Jericho on top of Rock. Triple H wins.
Triple H wins. What the fuck?
Because he didn't win enough tonight.
Chris Jericho, 1, 2, 3. They played Triple H's music. They showed Triple H the rest of the shot, celebrating, and then the show ends.
Triple H is laughing as it fades to black.
What the fuck?
Triple H won everything tonight.
Triple H won
stuff.
Every match tonight.
but he did take a body slam on the floor.
He did. That's very true. He got some punches hit on him as well. The Rock got more offense than Taz did.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Fucking what a show, man. That Big Show Rikishi thing, I still don't know if I believe
to the ass slap is crazy. That was like the craziest transition I ever seen.
I seriously don't know if I believe that was fucking that was really a thing. I feel like that was implanted.
It was. It was Inception.
Fucking shit, because that's so fucking...
It was supposed to show us Gladiator.
Why is he slapping his ass?
Why is he slapping his ass when he walks in the hallway?
Why is it Big Show slapping his ass?
That's fucking crazy. And Taz is fucked on the pay-per-view.
ECW still sucks. It always sucked. It sucked since day one.
Damn, man. That's tough, man. That's so tough.
Yeah. Yeah, I was watching, I've been watching a lot of ECW recently. How did they get the, I'm guessing the Vince money helped them get that set. Like, I assume, like, the TNN set with the thing at the top of the stage design.
I mean, I imagine TNN gave them some money, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming TNN was like, hey, we want you to make a good production.
Like, yeah, here's make this look money. Like TV.
I was under the impression that they didn't, like, do anything.
I think they didn't really advertise them much, but I imagine they got, ECW didn't pay to get on TNN, right? TNN paid them for the product, right?
Because I do know there was paid TV slots.
I think the paid TV, at least before, was the hardcore TV stuff. That was like the syndicated zone.
Because I love the stage set they used for TNN. I thought that was very cool. Like the entranceway with like the rubble and all that shit.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty fucking cool.
I agree.
I don't even know where you would go to get that. Like, I don't know how you would.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I need rubble and a rubble entranceway. And how would you, where did they get these trucks?
What, the TV trucks?
Yeah, I'm guessing there had to be money somewhere, because they had like trucks, because I know like they're paying like Taz and Tommy and fucking Devon to do the shirts and stuff, but they had to have like production trucks, right?
I imagine so, sure.
These stories are so crazy because like they were taking them in like the vans. They were just like had vans of shirts, and it's like,
and they, like, Stevie Richards was driving them around and shit.
Yeah, this is like crazy. Yeah, that's
I didn't realize the TNN deal was a 3-year deal, and it lasted a year and 1 month.
Yeah, I think they just used it. I think Paul said yeah, they were like seeing wrestling
would work. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fucking, that's dude, crazy, indeed. Man. Yeah,
I mean,
man.
ECW went out of business when they were still selling out arenas. Like,
that's crazy to think of.
They had super money issues, but they were like, they had them in selling crazy merch too. Like, it. Look at the crowds of the ECW shows. It's all ECW shirts.
I think it was said if TNN didn't drop them, like at the very least, if TNN or
they would have survived,
they would have lived.
Absolutely.
Because it's not like they were not making money.
Sure.
They were.
They just weren't making anything from.
And they, they had to like totally revamp all their shit, you know, like Taz and Dudley's and all those dudes left. It was like the Baldies and fucking Justin Crutt, the Impact players. And
yeah,
you know, and like, that's a way different thing. I mean, but they had like Judas Macias on the show one time, like in the 2000s. And like, they had some like crazy shit. I mean, like they were definitely looking for talent, you know what I mean? So that's,
I'm trying to find shit about the ECW TNN deal, but I can't really see anything like money wise, like if they, like how much they were getting from them or whatever, but they had to have been making something.
Yeah, I was reading about like the first, because I was, I started from the top of the TNN stuff, and it's like they definitely did TNN tapings. I was like, why the fuck are they showing Jerry Lynn versus
Cyber
RVD?
Slam? Yeah, I think the stuff like that where they would show shit from pay per views was when the network would cut shit that they taped that they didn't want and they didn't have anything else to fill, so they just threw on, oh, here's RVD and Jerry Lynn again.
No, what happened with that was Paul Lee taped TNN, the TNN tapings the first time, and said, this fucking sucks.
Oh, is that what it was?
So he just straight up didn't use it.
Oh, wow.
And then he aired. Oh, really? Because the network wanted, they only wanted new wrestling. They didn't want Paul Lee to
Because the hardcore TV was all like recap, like a lot of recap.
Yeah, recap from shows that they had done, tours. And they wanted new wrestling. And then on the very first episode, on the very first match, it was fucking Jerry Lynn versus RVD.
That's sick.
Fucking hell, man.
I'm pretty sure there was instances of them taking stuff out too, so they had to fill in spots too. But I remember that too.
Fucking did some shit that was way too crazy.
No way.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, there you go. That was SmackDown from 420.
Whoa.
2000. And we got to go. We got to go. The game is over.
We're out of here, man.
The game is over.
We are out of here.
The game.
Shout out S.A. Rios. And congratulations to Eddie Guerrero on the GED.
I don't play games. Dan.